is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What's your name?
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident, and
okay.
I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called Toodaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what Toodaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keilosis, correct?
No.
It's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
I with the same razor that I shave my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the blow.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole, that was really interesting.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Two men side by side to tawny heels.
Now, I tell you, we got a real dilemma here today. We could have gone with a cold open. As a matter of fact, there are three separate standalone. One of them is a bit of a stretch, okay? We'd have to make a call. But we have a couple of standalone cold opens that I think are great. And you know me, I can't keep anything in my pants.
So you could have done all this without talking.
I love driving.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, we played the Toodaloo-ass.
Yeah, we didn't have to do that.
Right.
That was just like the preamble here to just start talking. Mm. This is the Don and Mike Show, but not really yet.
No. Happy Farfalotus.
Not really. Yeah, not the Toodaloo-ass. Not really yet.
Right.
We'll actually start the show momentarily.
When are we starting it today?
Mike, that's the magic.
That's the wild card, isn't
soon.
It?
When we Very start. Soon. Very soon. But first,
boys,
let's try this, okay? Just because I love it so.
I know what you're playing. You do
Jessica,
love this.
This is Jessica.
My name is Greg Gillespie.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Tell me about you.
That's okay. I'd rather not.
Gillespie. G-I-L-L-I-S pie.
I'm happy you can spell your name?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Hi there.
Hi.
I have a shocking mane of red hair.
I know this.
Beautiful, flaming red hair. Red, just like a fire truck.
Okay.
Red and angry.
You're really happy about your hair, aren't you?
Yep. Look at my beard.
You like your beard?
Yep. Would you like to smell my beard?
No, definitely not.
Let's just keep that our little secret.
Okay.
Boring. I am Mike O'Mara's boss. I want you to repeat after me. I am Mike O'Mara's boss.
Nope, not repeating.
Yes, sir. Large and in charge.
There you go, Jessica.
I want you to repeat after me.
No.
I want you to repeat after me.
I'm not doing it.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yes. You betcha. I want you to repeat after me. Say hi to my old friend, the strap-on.
Oh, my God.
He likes you. Talk to him, please.
No, that's all right.
Ah, very nice. back on, baby.
Oh. Hey, that's the finest.
Goodbye.
Finest use of Greg Gillespie tapes I've heard.
Uh-huh. Outstanding.
Delightful.
And thank you to Jessica Rabbit.
That was great.
Back there, we're working in the Kathy Lee slave area.
She played it real.
Working back there in our dungeon. Oh, we'll have an update for you today, incidentally, about remember the whole segment yesterday. Would you let this guy cut your balls off?
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, there's more to the story than we had yesterday. Yeah. So we've got it's more awesome. For you
really?
Today. That's right.
So something just below the surface.
Yeah, well, it just turns out we had a picture of the wrong guy on the website. Oh. No. Everybody's looking at me like, oh, my God, we had a picture of a guy that wasn't involved in this. No, this was a guy that had his balls cut off.
Oh, so he was a recipient. He wasn't the doctor.
No, we have a picture of the doctor, and we have more news about the doctor.
Now we did the whole analysis based on the fact that that was the guy that did the chopping.
All right, now we get to the real dilemma here.
Yeah.
The cold open.
Mm-hmm.
If we had just come on 5 minutes ago, a cold open would be after you hear the thing saying, the Donna and Mike show.
We don't say nothing.
We don't say nothing. Yeah. We just play a tape.
Right.
I got two cold opens.
Can we use them? Can we just pretend?
Let me just set two of them that I guarantee.
Is brand new stuff?
Well, if you consider 30 to 40 years ago new, but yes, never before heard on our show.
It doesn't matter. That means it's brand new to us.
New to us.
They are both, I'm telling you, out of the park home runs.
So what is your dilemma? You want to use them both?
Of course I do.
You want to use them both instead of like using one on one day and the other on the other?
I want to shoot the one.
Yeah.
See, really now, I really could save them both until tomorrow. I mean, we could start talking about other crap right now. Like, incidentally, don't fall into the stereotype, Robert Mailman. You're late.
Oh, he's late again. He was supposed to be here?
Yes. And really, that's the only way I can get his attention, to get on the whole black, lazy stereotype thing.
You know, far be it for me to sympathize with Robert, but I don't know if anyone had my drive home last night. It seems to be the entire area of Northern Virginia was a parking lot last night.
Well, Mike, a white man would have
he's mad at you now.
Would have fulfilled his obligation already.
He is mad at you now.
Well, here's the deal with Bobby Mailman. You know, we did that deal on his teeth that we found a dentist to yank out all of his teeth and give him fake new teeth.
It looks great. Man.
Today is the day that he's going in to have.
Tomorrow morning he's having the final, and this is really an operation where they're going to remove the rest of his upper teeth.
Oh, I thought it was today.
No, it's tomorrow.
This is the eve of his major final oral surgery.
And he sent me an email and he said he would really like to discuss it with us today.
And he was scared about it and
nervous, yeah.
Nervous.
Well, now hold it. Now, so the communication from Robert to this show was through you exclusively.
Precisely.
No one else.
He is by title the producer.
He is the producer now.
Right.
What did you send him back in your email? Were you friendly? Did you make an effort to be friendly, or did you do what you always do?
Well,
were you curt with him?
Mike, that's the answer is yes to both. I was friendly and usual, so usual. I said, love to have you on.
Okay.
Please reply to my email or call myself, 3 o'clock.
So did he say he was coming by at 3?
Got no reply.
We've heard nothing. You know, and
hope nothing's happened.
And if you go to, do we still have the pictures up on the website of his teeth, or did we take those down when we revamped and found a new server?
I think we have revamped since then.
Well, we had for a while just the greatest set of pictures because really he had like like horror movie teeth.
Yeah,
and had them yanked and had just beautiful big piano keys put in.
Great.
And I guess he has the rest of them yanked and not.
He had a mouthful of. He had a mouthful of pre-divorce teeth. He had a mouthful of separations. they were all separated.
I want to tell you.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
I want to tell you.
That's some wild stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
If you squinted, it was like looking at Arlington Cemetery.
Yes.
Just rows and rows of white things.
Okay, now, as long as we're talking about squinting.
Yeah.
Listen, before we get, and I'm not going to do like an Asian thing
here. Okay, okay.
Although I certainly could. Rasmundes, this is your number one girl, Julie Chen.
Death Wish.
You hire Katie Couric to do evil
alimony
news.
Payments. Do not condone this behavior.
Oh.
This is out of my wheelhouse. This is Don doing this.
Me not so
only don't
funny.
Make an effort to separate myself from him, but that is Don. Please.
I stand alone.
I'm not standing in
it's
that undertow.
If you don't mind.
I'm not
it's
being
me.
Dragged down by that undertow.
Listen, the truth is this. The guy that our boss, Leslie Moonves, uh-huh. The president of the CBS TV and radio division, his wife is the chick, Julie Chen, that does the morning news.
She will not be anchoring the CBS
on
TV
CBS.
News.
Right. No. He went with a round eye.
Wow.
He went with Katie Couric. So I got to think that things at home are a little dicey for him right
John,
now.
You never know. You never, never know.
Oh, you know I want that job so bad.
Spoken like a man that has a big old nest egg. Yes, sir.
No, you know what?
Nice. Big old nest egg to sit on. Doesn't matter
like,
if we get blown out of here.
Spoken like
I still
man.
Still got to make those alimony payments.
Spoken like man who have load lifted.
Yeah.
Go back to
happy
feel
for
like,
you.
Feel like doing good crazy show.
That's good. Yeah.
Not taking it as far as I could, Mike. Out of respect for you, Mikey. Oh,
thanks.
As a favor. Thank you. Trusted friend.
Out of respect to you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Because I know you don't want me talking about how she has to powder her face.
Okay, stop.
When he come home at night.
Stop. Oh, dear.
Oh, you make good decisions
okay.
about primetime
right.
lineup.
Okay,
but
that's
bad
enough.
Decisions
that's enough.
About evening news.
Stop. So yeah. I sounded like Paul Giamatti there. Stop, please. Will you stop it?
Christ. Who's calling on this 444?
I think
there?
It's a mailman.
I'll bet
Hello?
It is. Bet it is.
Oh, hold on a second, sir.
That's got to be him.
Is it him? Hey, Bobby.
What's up, Donald and Mike?
I knew you would catch my bat signal.
What did you email me? I emailed him yesterday evening. You know how Rob is. You know how Rob is.
So Rob's lying about not getting a response from you?
I didn't even get a reply from him. Half the time he doesn't even talk to me.
Oh, did not even get a reply. Well, Robert, we would love to talk to you after...
I'm in my way. I'll come in.
Okay. All right, good.
All right.
When are you coming in?
Oh, but hold on a second. I don't know. And what's up with the phone? I heard that on Jessica's phone, too.
It's just crickets.
Must be our...
Listen.
No, but it's...
Like a summer
you know what it is?
1942.
I know what it is.
What?
It's the sound of this show sucking.
It's a sucking sound?
Listen to it. If I do this on the microphones, it won't cut out while we talk. That is just a sound. Now, is that on all of the telephone lines or just on the inside?
Sure, we'll find out.
Anyway,
and is it the show sucking, or would it be just this particular call?
Well, now I heard it when Jessica's was on this line as
that
well.
That didn't suck.
You're darn right, Buzz. Hello?
Robert?
He probably thought we were hanging up on him.
Robert?
Okay, you just fine.
Bye!
Robert?
Are you there?
Let's try another call.
Infinity.
Let's call. Take a call just on the regular request line. See, I don't hear that sucking sound.
No,
it must just be on the inside line.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
All right. Thank
that
you.
That
sounds like there's more interference on the line.
Thank you, my friend.
Good job.
Right. All right, make your editorial opinions now. Don't forget, best sound off of the week wins $15.
Yeah. Our leader so far.
Do you have a final word for us, sir?
Gotcha. Thank you. We totally agree.
He won me over, actually.
We totally agree.
Oh, my.
Yes, Katie Couric. Well, we've got the tape of that. We can hear that. Yeah. me and Mike got a history with her anyway.
Yeah, I was, I'm not proud to admit this. I was sobbing this morning.
No,
it was
please.
So emotional.
Okay.
Homo.
Now you are a funny man. You have a good poker face. You are kidding, right? Because I know you're such a fag. You did laugh at the movie Rudy.
Yeah,
I cried at the movie Rudy. Not that you laughed. You cried. I'm sorry.
And I cried when the same character was died on 24.
Uh-huh. See, now that's a joke, too.
That is a joke, too.
That's a joke, too.
Yes, it is.
I see. I know.
Mm-hmm.
You're funny.
You get jokes.
I sure do. And here's another sign. Just besides, I've told you, I'm feeling a lot better about my life in general.
Right.
And besides the fact, you know, the stuff that Mike didn't like, kidding about the boss's wife and,
right,
and Katie Couric and everything. Another sign to me that I'm more normal than I have been since Frida passed away,
yeah,
and happier is the fact that last night, and I don't give a crap. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. I say one thing and do the other all the time, so I don't care. I watched American Idol last night.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you why I watched American Idol.
Welcome back.
I watched American Idol because I knew that Kenny Rogers was going to be on.
I heard that.
I think I mentioned during the show yesterday that I had seen Kenny Rogers previously on TV and wondered what the F went wrong with that plastic surgery.
What happened?
Now, I ended up watching the show and, of course, mocking Kenny Rogers, and then we can discuss what's wrong with his face.
I can't believe you watched that.
And everything else.
God, what a waste of time.
Come on now.
Well, ask me if I watched it.
Did you?
No. And I'm telling the truth.
Wow. Why? What'd you have going on?
Put your feet up. Take your shoes off.
I forgot
it's
that time.
It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox.
I forgot.
Boston born and Boston Red Sox. Red Sox. Relax, relax, relax and be a Sox watcher. And they did it for me last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go, Tim Wakefield.
And then I sat and really worked it.
They got their asses kicked last
night. They did it for you. Oh, they lost.
Yeah, they lost bad. But I didn't watch. That's the reason I didn't watch American Idol.
Well, I went back and I watched it. And goddamn, if it wasn't like old times, getting right on my queer princess phone, calling right to Castle Spiewak. You know.
I knew you could. Rob predicted that you couldn't hold out.
Yeah, and I don't mind telling you, I'm happier now. I'm looser now. You know, I mean, I'm feeling better about things. I
have any favorites?
No, they all suck.
I agree.
All of the singers really suck ass, and for collected, could not have sucked anymore.
Definitely.
Really. I mean,
yeah,
the ones that they sang, I never heard of. But I did love calling Rob and just saying, like, you know, look at Kenny Rogers' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got to get a picture of him for the website tomorrow. Christ, I was right about him. Look at that guy. He's out of his mind. And then I would also find myself falling into that old, you know, almost feel like I'm at an AA meeting. Like, you know, falling right into that trap of, you know, I would call Rob under the guise of saying, look at that Kenny Rogers. But then the whole time I'm saying, you know, that Kenny, what's her name? The pickle girl.
Kelly Pickler.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'd do her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
I guess so.
I don't. Where are you on the, is it Catherine McPhee?
Catherine, yeah, she looked great last night.
Catherine McPhee. How do you like Catherine McPhee?
Yeah, pretty girl.
She's pretty.
None of them can sing a lick. None of them can sing a lick.
So,
Simon's got the man boobs. And
how about Ace Young?
Oh, my.
He's dreamy.
Isn't he great?
He is so dreamy.
Isn't he gorgeous?
So dreamy. But, well, you know, when you hit the falsetto wave. What, Buzz?
With Kenny Rogers gone, now will you be back next week?
I don't know.
American Idol.
See, this is mm-hmm. Now, I know I will watch it tonight, mm-hmm, because Kenny Rogers will be on tonight performing.
Oh, well.
Later.
So I have to see it. And really,
sure.
Buzz, you can get yourself an early peek. If you go to dynamikewebsite.com, we have a picture of Kenny Rogers.
It's the hair more than anything.
Kenny. No, no, no. It's not only the hair, Mike.
But no, but I think, I know what you're saying about his whole look, but wait a minute. The thing that really makes the difference,
Mike,
is because you look at that old hair.
Hold on, hold on. Please bear with me.
Yes.
You didn't watch it in high def last night.
Okay. But I've seen Kenny Rogers recently.
Watch it from last night.
Personally, Don,
freeze frame it.
I have seen Kenny. I met with Kenny Rogers on my vacation in Florida.
Freeze frame it, as I did last night, and look at the way his eyes, and this is not really the best picture that we have on the web, really even indicating what slits his eyes are.
Now, the picture you have in front of you, the old Kenny is on the bottom and the new Kenny is...
Yeah, right.
Oh,
that's
my.
Absolutely right. Anyway, it was fantastic to watch his appearance.
Yeah, oh,
I don't know what he's done. He's less shiny than I thought he would be.
Right.
And you're right, the hair is different and the beard is different.
But the hair's thinner and he doesn't really make... It doesn't look like he's replaced it. He's just kind of combed it forward.
But I'm telling you, this is plastic surgery gone horribly bad.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something recent. My mother is of the opinion that he's had his nose rebuilt.
Really?
Yeah, and I think something has drastically changed. I really, you know what? If he came up and said, I'm Kenny Rogers, I'd say, get out of here.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe him.
I got people in my family that look more like
anyway,
than
him. Anyway, it was just another good thing that's happened to me since I've had this revelation.
You're back. Welcome back. It Welcome back like, to the fold.
You know, last night, I just thought, I'll watch it. What
and,
the
of
hell?
Course, my TV viewing will be completely disrupted because it's summertime. That's the way I'm looking at it. It's summertime now. It's baseball season.
And the living is easy.
And the living is easy. Who sang that? It might have been Fantasia Barrino that sang that song.
You know who I'm fond of, like everybody, is that fat chick, Mandingo.
No, it's Mandisa.
Mandingo
no,
is...
No, that was a movie. That was a horrible movie.
Is she heavy?
Good movie.
Mandingo?
She's got such a pretty face.
Big ass. Baby got back. She should be in that movie Fat Girls. P-H-A-T. Jesus. Okay, so anyway.
Kenny performs tonight, so it'll be interesting to watch his mouth move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just watch him tonight, really. There's something terrible.
Something splits.
There's some...
See if all of a sudden you see blood running right from behind his ears.
He cracked wide open.
Something terribly wrong. Ken Rogers. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, you ever been to menwholooklikekennyrogers.com?
Yes. Yeah, many times. As a matter of fact, that website would no longer be applicable. You
no,
have
he,
to,
the men on the website look more like Kenny Rogers than Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, because they're younger men without plastic surgery. Right.
Yeah, right. Now you'd have to find all old guys that have had their faces resculpted.
You get a score that's way lower than anybody who's on there.
All right. Mm-hmm. You know what? Somebody should really take a picture of Kenny Rogers. Or just hang up. Goodbye.
Bye!
Somebody should take a picture of old Kenny Rogers and submit it to that website.
See how it scores.
And see how it scores now.
Yeah. And on the heels of Manilow, who also has had his face carved up quite a bit.
Well,
he looks more like Kenny Rogers.
He looks more like, you put a beard on him, he probably would.
Listen, Barry Manilow's face is all carved up because of where it's been.
Oh, ew.
You know where it's been.
Hey, that ain't nobody's business but his.
You know what I'm saying.
Taint nobody's business if I do.
You know what would be a good couple is Kenny Rogers and Faye Dunaway.
Yeah, with her piano keys.
That's right.
At her dinner plate.
She did the surgery with her teeth.
This is John.
Hey, John. Hi.
God, there's that noise again.
Summer's night.
There you go. The sucking sound. It's just on this line.
It just must be me.
Would you guys find that picture of Kenny Rogers and go to that, whatever that website is?
I'm looking at it right now.
Guys that look like Kenny Rogers and put it in and see what it comes back with, what it rates the current Kenny Rogers.
All right. Actually, I'll do that right now.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye now. But, oops, and we really should break.
Got to.
Yeah. We really should break.
Yeah, now's the time.
So let me just play you one of the cold opens.
Good.
And we'll save the other one. Well, maybe not for tomorrow, but for sometime, maybe in the next 10 minutes.
Is this the old new one?
Yeah, there's two great ones.
Which one will you go with?
Which is this the old new one you were talking about?
Oh God, decisions! I'm telling you, they're both goddamn home runs.
They're standalones.
They are. They stand alone. And okay, I've made my decision.
Yeah.
One of them has been removed from the machine.
Wow! Well, bold move. Unexpected, really.
Ladies and gentlemen. What can I say?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene 2, take 1.
Now, hold on. Let me just say this. Please, even though I've just interrupted it, do not interrupt it. Because
what are you saying?
You like I...
You just interrupted it.
Yes, but you like I will think...
Right.
That the piece you're about to hear is maybe going to go in one direction.
Okay.
And it's going to go in a direction... That is entirely 180 degrees away from where you think it may be going.
Are you speaking to me? Is this for my benefit? Are you telling me not to interrupt?
Oh, only because you might think that this... that it,
you might think I'm crazy.
All I want is you. Anyway, here we go. Once again, John Wayne. Who am I kidding? Go ahead. Interrupt if you want. What the hell?
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
I was encouraged to say that I really thought the... I was trying to do the Brinkley interrupt. I was trying to do the David Brinkley.
David.
Well, I'm not on the air.
This is Peter Jennings.
All right, here we go. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene 2, take 1.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back.
Okay.
Now let me. I know.
Oh my God! You are a hypocrite.
I've broken the rule. Of course, I am King Hypocrite. We have not altered. I want you to know, once we get past this point.
And he had my mic turned off, Buzz.
Really? I did not.
You did not.
And this has not been edited by us, as you'll find out in any way.
All right. All I've heard so far is he's with a small child. A young boy, perhaps.
And how?
And that's why we're getting to the point where I said to you...
Don't anticipate.
Don't jump in and or give me one of those looks like, oh, my God. Yeah, like that thing. Although, you know, not like that. Like when you really... No, not that either. The one when you... No, not...
I love that one.
Not that face either, Mike. All right, without further ado, today's mantra to start the show, and then we'll come back and really start it. John Wayne.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back.
You know, we really should break. We really should break and come back.
It's a hell of a tease if you break.
Really is. We break now and we come back. We'll, out of the stop set, we'll start with that.
Okay.
We'll do the laughing place and everything.
I think that's an appropriate tease.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's... I'm telling you, I very rarely would say this to our audience. It's a home run.
Okay.
And as much as I was railing about the commercials yesterday, stay through the commercials.
Uh-huh.
It's worth it. It's worth 10 minutes of your time.
We're going to see how the story ends.
You already know. It's the Duke.
Right.
And he's got a little guy. He's got a little pal there with him.
Little buddy.
Little buddy.
Uh-huh. Little buddy.
Little friend.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the other one. Yeah.
Are you going to play that one, too?
Well, of course I am. This is the beginning of the other one.
It looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye.
No. That's all I can give you on that one.
Very good.
But again, that's not what you think.
You'll be playing the Duke out of the commercials, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Duke coming right up.
You can never get enough Duke.
Duke and the special boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Okay, you'll meet him, and we'll start the show.
Yes.
When we come back. I know you don't have a clue, do you? But
no, but I'm enjoying it.
Listen, I know
I'm
you.
I'm enjoying it. I know I'm going to enjoy it more.
I know you. I know me. I know Big Head back there.
Right?
Yeah. We just about, we about made. When we found this baby.
Very good.
All right, so we'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike.
Things by myself, if you catch my drift.
WJFK.
Gillespie.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now.
Now you've broken your word.
No, I have not.
You said you were going to play it right out of the commercials.
And we are, and I will not. I promise. Stop it.
Stop. You won't stop it, or are you telling me to stop it?
No. I won't stop the tape.
The Rock.
I won't stop the mantra for the Don and Mike Show.
So you won't mess around with the Duke?
Goddamn right, Mike.
Very good.
Now, you've heard the setup. You've heard about his little friend. Now,
say hello to my little friend.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back.
Okay.
I've known that little fellow a while. He's mentally retarded. One of more than 6 million kids and adults. I thought some of you might like to help because the retarded can be helped. 2 years ago, Robert couldn't say hi. Well, you heard him. That may not sound like much to you, but to Robert's mother and dad, it's almost a miracle.
Well,
the National Association for Retarded Children and its nearly 1,500 local associations are helping to make miracles like this happen every day. It isn't easy. Help us. Please.
The Duke.
Wow.
The Duke.
The Duke. Yeah. The Duke sounded a little raspy at the end there.
Now, I say I didn't feel the support in the room that I thought I would.
That surprises you.
You know, I mean, I saw you laughing, but yes. In that way where you don't want to be heard.
Right.
And I
politely stifled my guffaw.
I about fell on the floor.
I'd like to die.
I did.
Fell out.
I thought it was like a kid toucher thing.
It sounded like that.
I'm here with
why would he do a public service announcement if he was touching kids?
See, I thought it was something somebody had sent in and had edited.
Yeah. Do you know what I thought it was at the very, very beginning? I thought it was going to be a commercial for cigarettes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now, you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back.
Okay.
I've known that little fella a while. He's mentally retarded.
Just not expecting that. Totally unexpected. And totally, totally beautiful.
Joe.
That's who it was? When he was a little boy? I didn't know that.
Oh, God. Oh, help me, God. And so now we can also just isolate...
He's mentally retarded.
That will come in handy. Man, get ready to hear that.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. I've known that little fellow a while.
All right, okay. All right. Okay. You can use that. You can use that in a million different ways.
He's mentally retarded.
Ooh, boy. All right, maybe I'm the only one that thought that was a home run.
What's the other one?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the insult. Thanks for the insult.
What else you got? What's the other one?
Never mind. What else you got? Never mind.
What else you got over there? Come on.
Just never you mind.
Come on now.
Just never you mind.
Come on.
All right, well, here you go.
It looks innocent enough.
I just say that it's no retard, okay?
Oh, all right. Okay.
Not to build your hopes up or anything.
Right.
I heard that the first time. I swear to God, I was on the ground. I've been laughing about it like 3 days.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
I finally got a copy of it.
That's a good thing.
Load lift.
Good for you.
What, Joe?
I laughed.
Of course you did. You're the little boy.
It looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about.
Oh, no.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
Oh, God.
He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
No.
In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy.
Howdy.
What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind.
Oh, dear.
You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, where
Ladies
did you
gentlemen,
dig that up?
We are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Wow.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne.
It was a good weekend.
I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now, you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back.
Okay.
I've known that little fellow a while. He's mentally retarded. It looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike.
Seems show like is in black and white.
One place to another. But sometimes there are
like I said, two home runs.
ECI.
No juice in those. No clear, no cream.
No.
Be careful if they are too...
It's the real deal.
Roid
one
free.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
Wow.
And I like the way he puts that. When a homosexual is about. That's right. They're never around. They're
Halloween.
About. Mm-hmm. The homosexuals are about.
Just remember.
Halloween.
We've got them. Boy, I love those tapes. God, those are... I'm telling you, just
Absolutely.
He's mentally retarded.
Out of park.
You're gonna hear the Deuce saying that to a lot of people over the next few months.
Yeah, we gotta load that in the machine.
He's mentally retarded.
Because that can get as annoying as this.
Bye.
And now let's start. Let's go. Oh, goddamn.
He's mentally retarded.
I know. I heard you. Here comes your favorite part, Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between, 2 and 6. 1 and 5, noon and 4. Check your local.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ride, Captain Ride.
Only three men sailed up. San Francisco.
Blues Image. That's the tune we'll start with today.
Hello.
That's a good one.
He's mentally retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Oh, shut up, you.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Tony. Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi,
we appreciate it. Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, let's bring in Rob now.
He's a lovable character. He's like the Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat.
No, he's just a little bloated.
Or... Yes, we could. Let me see.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. I've known that little fellow a while. He's mentally retarded.
Thanks,
Deuce.
How is your stinky? My stinky?
Yeah.
My stinky's fine. How about yours?
It's all around today. It smells like lemons in here.
Hey, how are you? Sure it does.
Sure you do. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. A Town Without Pitney.
He's mentally retarded.
And all the chips and sea. Their colons are clean with just a touch of red.
Yep.
John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Right. All right, everybody. Here we go. We're on the air. This is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
04, 05, 06. It's mystical. Numerology.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Here's the phone numbers you need to call the show. We do take lots of calls. 877-365-3636. That's our main number one number. And we've got a number two number. 800-636-1067. And then we've got a number three number. 202-432-1067. And yes, each of those numbers refers to the bodily function.
That's right.
We've got a number one number, the most popular number. Then we've got a number two number.
The number one number is the number that's called most frequently.
That's right. And number two,
that's second most popular.
Uh-huh. And number three, it's a treat if you get through on the number three line.
Very, very special.
That's kind of a, almost like a secret special. We don't give that one out a lot.
It's for homosexuals. And usually callers that call that number leave most satisfied.
Those are the phone numbers. We're also on the internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. You can hear us on the internet. Our stream is there. And I want to tell you, you don't want anything to do with the stream today.
It looks clear, though. It looks perfectly all right to me. It actually looks good.
What's wrong?
It's like spring water.
Well, the boy was bathing in it.
Oh, no.
Say no more.
You know what I'm saying. I mean, the boy, John Wayne's boy, was...
He's mentally retarded.
Oh, you see.
And the water was warm, so you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. Oh, yeah, I can see now. Yeah, that's just a touch of food coloring in there.
That is the internet stream, so don't drink it today.
Ooh.
Shake it, baby. Yeah. Shake it one.
time for me.
And once we get to the last little bit, I'll throw it out.
Just once.
Just a little bit. Thank you. There we go. All right, outside.
You can send us electronic mail, donandmikewebsite.com. Our guy, Johnny Norman, our webmaster, is here. And if anybody writes anything that's halfway decent, he runs it right into the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So, retards and homosexuals and Frank Caliendo's coming in today.
Yeah, the whole building is all a quiver that in the same building today, two of the world's greatest mimics.
Is that safe?
We've got press here and everything. It's truly amazing. On the same property.
Rarely
does it happen. funny. Aren't you funny? You're a funny man. Isn't that exciting? Aren't you excited about that? The two of the world's greatest mimics will be here.
At the same time.
At the same time in the same building. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more thrilled.
I'm just happy that we'll finally have someone on the show who can do voices.
Oh, you're a mean man.
Wow. You started it.
You're a mean man.
You started it with all...
Oh, stop.
Two mimics, two...
Stop it.
You know, what, are you and Frank Caliendo going to go out to lunch with...
We're going to go with Rich Little.
Rich Little.
David Fry. I don't know if Frank Gorshin. He's dead, I believe.
Yeah. The late Frank Gorshin.
The late Frank Gorshin. Yes, we're all going to be going out together. No, I don't think I'm even in his league. He's a very funny man.
No. You're right. Mike,
I'm kidding. I know you
are. Come on, you're great.
I know. Thank you.
You're great. He's great. Yes. It'll be funny to have him here. Like Frank Caliendo a lot. He's coming. He's making an extra special stop in. His gig doesn't even start till, I think, what, tomorrow night?
I think he flew in a day early for us.
Wow. Good for him.
That's very nice. We'll have Frank by. Anybody, of course, you saw the Katie Couric thing.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. BFD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be a long farewell because she's not leaving until the end of May.
Now, I predict that this is going to go bad because if you watched it today or you'll see it on the news, she's got, you know, like, well, first off, the horse mouth. Lovely Katie Couric. It's just there. It's all gum and it's teethers.
You know what bothered me most about her today?
What?
The voice. Was she... Do you think she was, like, doing the whole teary farewell thing last night with people? Because she said she called Ann Curry late at night, and she had that... Is she going to have that voice? Because isn't part of the deal when you're an anchor man, I think, going even
you
back
to... You have to have the pipes?
Yeah.
I think that Katie Couric may have acid reflux, but
she really had the rasp going today.
I'm a semi-regular viewer of the Today Show.
Right.
And a lot of mornings, she's sitting there, and she's like... I'm talking to Donald Rumsfeld. You know, it's almost like that.
Yeah.
Well, who's the chick that lip sank on Saturday Night Live? What's her name? Skanky Simpson.
Ashley,
right? Ashley Simpson. So, watched it today. And, you know, Mike and I know Katie Couric, or we knew Katie Couric before she was Katie Couric.
Don, you're being way, way too modest. We gave her her first break.
Well, now that is true.
Her first major network television break was because of Don and myself.
That's true.
When she was doing the morning news on Channel 4 here in D.C., more than 15 years ago, when Mike and I were doing the morning show.
She was less than that. She was a reporter.
Yeah, you know what?
She wasn't doing the morning news at all.
You're right. I'm giving her way too much credit.
She was a field reporter.
Yeah, you're right.
She came by. In fact, she was a lowly field reporter because she came by to do the story that they were doing on us.
You are correct, sir.
It was at the time a big story, but I think that's what she was.
We were broadcasting to Russia, right. Which at the time was a big deal.
You were the first or one of the first.
Yeah, we were the first DJs to broadcast to Russia, which really, looking back in retrospect, was just idiotic. Because we got up in the middle of the night to broadcast. They arranged something. This was right in the beginning of, what did they call that? Glasnost.
And it was Memorial Day.
And they had us get up in the middle of the night, and they set up something like they told us everybody in Russia only gets two channels on their radio.
Right.
So there's a very good chance that something like 300 million people, if they decide to turn on the radio, will hear you. They'll have no option but to hear you.
We were going to be the first American morning show to broadcast in the Soviet Union.
And you were.
And we said, great. And then we said, but they don't speak... American,
right?
And we don't speak Russian. Right.
And isn't that where the problem eventually occurred?
Yes.
Right. Didn't we get translations from people, and we had said something that apparently was incorrectly translated to us?
Yes, sir.
And they pulled the plug.
We said we screwed
it up as usual.
We said something like, you know, the equivalent of like having your mom is like having sex with a camel or something, because somebody told us that it meant like, you know, thank you for the very nice windbreaker.
You know,
that we got from the KGB or whoever those spy people were.
People have forgotten, I mean, with the world we lived in. I mean, the fact is we had guys from the Soviet news agency. We had KGB there. I mean, there were people all over. And when we walked into the studio to do this show, we had, and I remember the number, we had 40 cameras in the studio with us, including the local NBC affiliate. All the affiliates were there, but the local NBC affiliate was there with their reporters.
So they sent Katie Couric over, and way back then, I mean, boy, was she just a little pixie firecracker.
Yep, she's cute.
You'd also never know this from watching her now. She's such a tight ass from being on big-time TV for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to call her up and ask her what kind of panties she was wearing,
yep,
and if she was wearing any and what color she would wear. And she played along.
Right. I remember so vividly that whole show and what you did when she was doing her piece for Channel 4. You said on your side of the console, you said, oh, you can sit right up here. You can sit right up. And she pulled her cute, perky little body up on the
she sat on the
counter.
She sat on the console and crossed those little pixie legs.
With her back to you and me, and she proceeded to do her little stand-up.
And the truth is, really, she did such an outstanding job with the piece that it got picked up by the network.
Yeah, it was a network piece, and then one thing led to another. She got up
and
there.
Then
she,
I know what it was.
For a big
and
break.
Then she became the White House correspondent, or she got a job with real NBC News.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they plucked her, she called us up, and she said, you're not going to believe this. You know, I got plucked for this job, P-L-U-C-K-E, picked out for this job, because they saw my thing that they picked up that ran on the nightly news.
And after the show was over, there was a lot of media there, a lot of cameras, a lot of people. I remember that she came into the general manager's office, and we were kind of hanging out and chatting with her, because we didn't care that there was, like, CNN, and there wasn't any Fox News at that time.
Right.
But we just liked hanging out with her, because she was very, very cool. And now, you know, now she's part of TV history.
And one time we were having one of our anniversary shows, and we were having a real honest-to-God blizzard. Really, 2 feet of snow came down in the D.C. area. Katie Couric made it to that theater to show up. So anyway, we were very happy with our relationship with her, and then she got the job on the Today Show, and it's like, I think she did grace us with a telephone call.
Might have been one telephone call. You ran into her on the train going up to New York one time, and she did remember you.
Yeah, I did say, hi, do you remember me?
She was cool with you, right?
Yeah, she was nice. You know, she said, yeah, how's Mike? How's her? You know, nice to see you. But then she gave off that vibe like, okay, now get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lose her from part of my past.
Now she's part of the family. She's part of the CBS family now.
She is now going to drive the wedge in the Moonves-Chan relationship.
You think so, huh?
Chan, excuse me, Chan. It's Charlie Chan. It's Charlie Chan.
Old man mistake right there.
Charlie Chan. Chan. Julie Chan.
Sean Chan. Oh, there I am. Now I'm guilty, too.
Chan.
Just bury me, too.
See,
bury me up to my neck and pour honey over my head, too.
So anyway, watched her this morning because they announced that at 7:30 she was going to announce that she was leaving to go to CBS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's her 15th anniversary on the show, and they showed some clips, and then she did like this. I totally don't believe the fact that she loves those people like family.
No.
Because there was, especially with Matt Lauer, Hair
he
Club
was
for
funny.
Men.
I like him. I really do like Matt Lauer.
So do I, but I got the underlying feeling with him that it was like he was kidding and stuff. But on the other hand, I was like, okay, good friggin' bye.
Well, I mean, he now, and it's just at the beginning of it, because now they're going to do a whole tribute to her. And, you know, he look, no matter how he really feels, and who knows what his real feelings are, it's just got to be difficult for him knowing that the, you know, not only do they have to go through the rest of April, but then the whole month of May, it sounds
tribute
like
to her.
Is going to be the tribute to her.
Well,
and
you
it's
know
not
what?
Like she's passing away. She's going over to another job.
And right? What they're doing
something
is
something we'd never do in radio, incidentally.
All right. The first thing I thought is, I find this impossible to believe because I thought only CBS, our company, was the only company dumb enough to let somebody take another job and then take months and months to promote where they're going.
Right.
I thought that CBS was the only company dumb enough to do that because, you know, the whole Stern thing going to satellite. Well, now apparently NBC is going to let her on for the next 2 months, and during the sweep months in May, they're really going to milk her, if you'll pardon that pun.
Well, there's big ratings.
Try to get everything they can out of her while the whole time everybody knows she's going to CBS.
I've only heard one rumored replacement for her, and I agree with it. I think Meredith Vieira from The View would be a terrific choice for
that. A lock.
The problem with that, though, is that her husband has some kind of...
Yeah.
Cancer or something.
Right,
that
Meredith Vieira's husband?
Yes, that requires that she doesn't know if she could give 100% to that job.
It'd be a great combination with Matt Lauer, though. I think it'd be a looser show overall, the Today Show.
You know who I want? Joy Behar.
Well, of course. Now it's really loose. You know who are we in agreement? We both don't want that praying mantis Campbell Brown to get the gig.
This is Campbell. This is Campbell Brown. I'm just trying to do the thing to the mouth, and she does that S thing.
This is Campbell Brown.
Yes.
I'm standing on the end of a leaf. Waiting to eat an aphid.
You know, really, I used to say that Celine Dion looked like a praying mantis.
Right.
She makes Celine Dion look like Roseanne. I mean, really, this chick Campbell Brown. And did you see her picture in the newspaper? She just married some government guy.
She married a guy from Fox News.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he used to be a Republican. There's a shock.
Yeah.
And he works for Fox now.
Her name's Campbell Brown. I think she's part of that family. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. My daddy was conservative as well.
I got news for you about her, and I've said this before about her. Uh-huh. Dakota Fanning has a better body than Campbell Brown.
Campbell Brown is just a tad thin. That would be the nice way of saying it.
Campbell Brown is the carpenter's dream.
Yes.
Flat as a board and easy to screw, and she's got that whole... S thing happening with that big gigantic Joker mouth. So if they don't give it to what's her name, to Vieira,
right?
Maybe they give it to Campbell Brown.
There's another lady that that anchors when Ann Curry's not there that I like a lot, but I don't think she's
no
she's long gone. But this opens up an opportunity for my wild card, and I'd like to just put her hat into the ring, her oversized hat into the ring.
Yep.
Candy Crowley. Really think that jumping from cable back into the network, Candy Crowley would be a wonderful, wonderful addition.
You're
little,
right.
Yeah, and something for the big boned women.
Right.
And the men who love them.
And the men who really, really love them.
You know, the solution is already at NBC.
Yeah, who's there?
Is it?
Howie Mandel.
Howie, yeah.
Deal or no deal? Anyway, so the whole thing is that she's sitting there and she's like doing the, and who knows if it's true or not, she's weeping up a little bit. Yeah. And she's like, you know, the thing is, we're all really family around here, and I really hate leaving, and, you know, it's just like, Jesus. God, shut up. Just go. You know, I worked at NBC. Listen, okay, bitch, that's been nice. There's the door. See you later.
It's not radio, Don. It's network TV. You know they play a different ballgame than we do.
I don't care. Just
they're adults.
Just bring in the next piece of ass to sit down next to Lauer.
They're not. Their pictures aren't. They're not like you and me. Their pictures aren't on the cover of the Petty Handbook.
Just, and you know what you should do for Lauer? Really?
What?
Like get a bunch, whoever the replacements are, get them all dressed up in I Dream of Jeannie costumes.
Get a real POA.
And
get
really,
somebody that really can't even read the prompter, but somebody's a real... Because you know Lauer would like that.
I mean,
I get the impression that Matt Lauer is a man's man. I get the impression he likes the ladies.
And I also get the impression with Matt Lauer that if given the chance, he probably would have boned Katie Couric if not for the fact that she is...
He gave her a little knee squeeze today, which was... did he catch that moment?
I did.
You know, at the end of her little farewell.
Yeah. And then, like,
know.
Al Roker said something like, would Bob Schieffer be able to do that to you?
Yeah. Which
Roker.
Is funny. We've had Al Roker on this show. He is a funny man.
Yeah.
He really is.
But I don't, you know, I think even with all the things we've said about Katie Couric, about how she's changed, blah, 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 I think she's a decent person at heart.
Mm.
And I don't think that she would, like, screw Matt Lauer.
No.
I mean, not that she wouldn't screw him over,
right,
business-wise.
Right. Of course.
I don't know if she'd bang him. So he probably is looking... Because in the tabloids, isn't his marriage always on the rocks? Matt Lauer, you always reading like...
That's you always hear something...
Matt Lauer going to strip club, leaves wife and cab.
He gives me the impression that he's kind of a, you know, a playboy type. And I just think for him
to reward him, because he's got to sit there and do the whole month of tributes to her. The next incarnation is, you know, This Is Today with Matt Lauer and Carmen Electra. I think it would be wonderful to do that for the guy.
Matt Lauer and Ginger Lynn.
Yes. All right, it'd be perfect.
Roll some of that. Yeah, if you got that, roll a little bit of that.
And check out her voice on this. Because it's like... All right. Where is she?
We are back, 7:30 now on a Wednesday morning, and this date, April 5th, has...
Hey, Rob, you have to pump up the volume, baby.
...throughout the years. 1937, Colin Powell was born.
That's hardly loud enough to make the air.
Presley recorded his debut single, That's All Right, in 1991. How about this? A girl from Arlington...
That's that terrible Today Show audio mix they do when they come back from commercial. Now...
NBC News.
A little louder.
With Bryce Gumbel, Catherine Couric, and Joe Garagiola.
It's a long time.
Not too old.
Good morning and welcome to Today on a Friday Morning and to a new chapter of Today.
How did it go? Good luck to you, Katie.
Sounded good. Yeah, but I still can't decide whether I'm Catherine or Katie.
No. Alex, re-rack it for us. Right?
Catherine Couric.
Thank you.
One more time, Alex.
Catherine Couric.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
In case you haven't gotten the message, Katie is now a permanent fixture up here, a member.
So they're running this tape of her first day on the Today Show.
Right.
Permanent fixture. We should alert the folks from Guinness that Katie is now the longest-serving anchor in Today Show history.
See, what they were going to do is have today be the day that they would, like, do the tribute to her for 15 years on the show.
Uh-huh.
And as it turned out, that got trimmed down to, like, a two-minute package where she really just gets to announce she's leaving.
Some things that are new, and I guess this is the appropriate time for me to share my future plans. I want
Where's the baby sound effects?
All of you out there who have watched the show for the past 15 years.
Can I ask for those,
after
please?
Listening
Thank
to
you.
My heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I decided I'll be leaving Today at the end of May.
Oh.
It was really a very difficult decision for a lot of different reasons. First of all, because of the connection I feel with you. I know I don't know the vast majority of you personally, and it may sound kind of corny, but I really feel as if we've become friends through the years. And you've been with me during a lot of good times and some very difficult ones as well, and hopefully I've been there for you. I can't tell you how grateful I am for the support you all have given me, and so appreciative that you've included me in your morning routines. Another reason that this decision was so difficult is my relationship with the people on this wonderful show. I'm thinking about the crew and the control room and all my friends at NBC across the street. You know, the notion that we're a family is not just some cheesy fashionable device. I really think deeply about
it. Hey, you hear enough. It's just crap.
It's the greatest baby sound effect in the world.
It's just, you know what?
Yes.
This is crap.
Oh.
I agree. It's just total crap. And then poor Matt Lauer. You know, we've just got to find a way to pump up the jam, to pump the volume up on that thing. Because you got to hear him at the end when he says...
Oh, he does just the cutaway like it didn't even mean anything.
There's a tone in his voice where he says, well, we'll have an entire month.
Yeah.
Or we'll have 2 months of you around. And what he's saying in essence is, oh, my God, 2 months of this crap.
And then she's going to she's gonna go across the street just like Letterman. You know, only she's going in the different direction.
Yeah.
Remember that? What was that movie? What the hell is that movie?
The
really?
Late Shift.
The Late Shift. That's right.
The Late Shift. So anyway, that's Katie Couric. Jesus Christ.
My name is Diamond. Talk of the people.
And she said, Ann Curry said that, hold on. Is there a caller there? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I did a spit take when I heard that retard thing on the radio. I got spit all over my car.
Oh, the retard thing. Oh, thank you. See, I knew it was a home run. Thank you. Bye-bye. They did the thing with, you saw it too, where they're talking on the couch and Ann Curry says, well, we're all a little tired and a little torn up because, well, and Katie woke us up, at least me last night.
At 10:30.
Called me at 10:30. And you know what I think that is?
I think that's BS.
I think it's true. I think what it is.
You really think that she let them know? Well, they all knew it was coming.
No, they knew. I think what it was, I think Katie Couric was covering her ass.
It's official.
I mean, not that, no. Buzz, that they all knew it. Here's the thing.
Right.
She's got to really play nice with these people.
Yeah,
I mean, because the word behind the scenes on the Today Show, and we read this in was it Blender Magazine or whatever, the dumbest news people, that the word at NBC is that really Ann Curry is like Ron Burgundy. That if you put it on the prompter,
mm-hmm.
she reads it. She's got those big doe eyes,
right?
You know, and she's, oh, Another sad story. And yeah.
She had the sad voice on today.
And Katie Couric never liked the fact that they had this dumb, doe-eyed woman reading the news. Didn't really consider her to be a journalist. I mean,
I got the impression when she said she called her at 10:30, that may have been the last call.
Yeah,
the very last call. Because I'm sure she let Lauer know early on.
Well, I don't think it was a call to say, hey, I took the job at CBS. I think you should know. I think it's a call.
It's probably a call to say I'm making the announcement tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a call. You know, maybe you heard I'm making the announcement. I just want you to know you meant so much to me, blah, blah. And, you know,
the end.
Then she gets done and she hangs up the phone. She goes, oh, well, phew. I'm done talking to that bitch forever.
Forever.
I mean,
spells it out. Forever.
I'm going to have to speak to her on the show, but never again in real life.
Yesterday, there was a story when all this was supposedly going to break.
Right.
What Ann Curry said as a statement was, if it's true, I will cry the first tear.
Is that what Ann Curry said?
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's what she does.
Stop it.
Ann Curry.
Stop it. Her great brother, Tim. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Tim Curry.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi there, Kathy.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, first, I'm like, I love you guys. You crack me up every day.
Thank you.
Thanks. And one of the things I wanted to mention was, first of all, Katie Couric, my sister and I watch their show. We don't think she's very good as a host asking the questions. It seems like she does all of
the
talking.
Where's the meow? I'm sorry, go ahead.
The first thing I really wanted to say was, Matt Lauer, when he dressed up for Halloween as a girl,
yeah,
I think 90% chance he is a cross-dresser.
Really?
He's mentally retarded.
I don't think Matt Lauer's a cross-dresser.
No. I don't think he's mentally retarded either.
Part of the reason is I dated one, didn't know he was one.
Hey, I got a question for you. Have you been drinking at all?
No, but I am on pain meds.
Pain medication.
God bless them. All right, let's guess. Let's guess the med. I'm going to guess everybody's favorite, Vicodin. Mike.
I'm
going to
say OxyContin.
Buzz.
Percocet.
Robbie.
I'll say the generic Percocet, Oxycodone.
What is it, honey?
Oh, my God. Oxycodone.
Uh-huh. Oxycodone, Rob. SPIWAC, collect your prize.
Thank you. Winner, winner. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I had hernia surgery yesterday, and I am high off my...
Hold on. Don't
right
tell
now.
Us. Don't tell us. My God, we've got another person on meds. Two
it's
in a row.
Two.
Hold on. Now, if you had hernia surgery...
It was yesterday, so that changes. That ups
yesterday.
The ante a little bit.
Are you... hold on. Are you at home?
I am in bed at home, yes.
In bed at home.
I'm going to say OxyContin.
You are correct.
Oh,
he's too high.
Yeah,
that's why
I am laid.
That's why he had
buddy.
To jump.
He's mentally retarded. I am laid the f out.
Sorry about that.
No, hey, I'm living.
I was talking to Mike and everybody else, and we were going to play the guessing game with.
He'll ramble on. He's high.
Hey, I love you guys.
Well, just for the moment, you do.
Buzz, I love you. I love all of you guys, even Rob. I love you sometimes too.
I don't care for you.
We all do.
So how's
don't make me laugh. It hurts.
So how's your balls? How's your balls?
They're a little sore right now. You know what the worst part is? I can't fart. I've got. It looks like I swallowed a basketball, but I got all this gas, but I can't fart, and it hurts.
Oh yeah, that's because of the infection.
But oh well,
they didn't wash their hands properly.
Yeah.
You're gonna look like Violet Bick.
Yeah, that's what you get when you sleep with Rob.
Beauregard.
All right, bye.
Cool.
You know, if
thanks,
the next,
buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. If the next person is high on pills,
we've got a show.
We're calling the show off today. We're all going to go out and have a party. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm a methadone addict.
Everybody's weighing in now with their substance.
I'm a heroin addict. That's where I'm on, but it is methadone.
Yeah. Well, you're on methadone right now. Well, you're trying to kick your habit, huh?
Yeah, I've been off of the H for a while now.
How long have you been on the meth?
Probably about 9 months.
Now, are you really on meth right now, or are you just playing our reindeer game?
No, I get dosed in the morning.
Dosed. So this would be worth 3 for 3 on our callers, then.
9 months. How long do you, like, stay on the methadone before you're, like, clean?
people can be on it for 10, 15 years. Some people can be on it for 3 months.
Is it as good?
I always say I had the same plan with breastfeeding. I mean, talk about you're weaning someone.
Wouldn't that make the subway rides a little more fun?
Damn, 16 or 17 years?
Pardon me, man.
How does it stack up next to the H?
It's pretty much the same opiate feeling.
Yeah. That's great. That's good to know.
Isn't that something weird about our society?
What's the point?
That with the people who are on what is, you know, one of our worst drugs,
right?
Heroin. The way that we take care of them is we give them something that's just like heroin.
Pretty much the same.
Except it's just got a different name on it.
What is the difference? I mean, you get high by taking methadone. Is it less addictive? Is that what the deal is?
I personally think methadone is equally as addictive. It's the same type of high. Basically, I legally get high every day. That's the only thing about it.
It's because the government can control it, right? And step it down? Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Right, some people are on it for 12 years. What is the point?
Well, the point is that they get high.
On the government's expense.
No dirty needles.
Every day.
Yeah, but there is the copay.
$25 when you get dosed.
Dosed.
I get dosed.
Ain't that something?
My method.
Listen, I'll meet you at 10 o'clock. I'll meet you at the Dunkin' Donuts. I have to go get dosed.
Dosed.
Give
my dose, Mom.
Getting dosed, Matt.
Is Frank here? Should we break?
We should break. Robert is here. Frank is on the way.
Robert Mailman is here.
Okay, I saw Robert go flying by the
window.
All
right. Well, we'll talk about his teefers, and we'll talk to the great Frank Caliendo, and we'll do all that blah 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 blah. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like duty. Let me talk about duty. Why? Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. We should do it now. Do it. Do it well. Feels good, do it. Duty. Everybody. Duty. Do our duty. Duty. Everybody. Duty. Do our duty. Duty. Everybody. Duty. Do our duty. Duty. Everybody. Duty. Do our duty.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Why don't you go ahead and wheel Frank in? We got him in here.
Quite listenable, the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Frank Caliendo. Oh.
Frank Caliendo!
From Mad TV.
Yeah.
Fox NFL Sundays here. In D.C., I think. What is the thing?
Doing a show at the Improv, isn't he?
Right. It's tomorrow. What's today, the 5th? So it's tomorrow, then it's the day after that.
Here's Frank!
The day after that. Hey, Frank, hi there.
Hi, Frank.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good.
How you doing?
Good to see you guys.
You look like you just spent the night between John Madden's butt cheeks.
Frank does look a little sleepy. Frank, did you just fly in from California or
no,
what?
No, I was in Cleveland. We have a place in Cleveland. My wife is from there, and we got another child on the way. So
you've been at sleepless nights. Is that what it is, or?
No, I don't know what it is. If I could explain it, I would. I have no idea what's wrong with me.
But you agree there's something wrong,
oh,
right?
Oh, definitely. When I lost some weight a while ago, it was better. I had more energy. Now I'm blimping up more and more.
A lot of time on the road, probably.
I'm glad to see this. And, Mike, I know you'll be happy, too. I'm looking at Frank's itinerary.
Yes, what's on his docket?
He's playing Giggles.
Hey!
He is. Somebody's finally playing Giggles.
Wait, which Giggles?
We make fun of the names of comedy clubs.
Giggles.
Great tradition.
He's playing
show.
Giggles in Milwaukee.
Is there a Ha-Ha's on there at all?
No, that's always in the phone number.
Okay.
He's playing a Zanies.
Right.
In Nashville. The Funny Bone.
Yeah, that's got to be there.
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarities in Cleveland.
Are there any factories? Are there any factories at all?
I don't see any.
The joke factory.
The laugh factory. Right.
I see a couple of bones.
Right.
There's lots of provs. Uh-huh. And one giggle.
Only one giggle and only one Zane.
You mean there's one just called Giggle?
Well, no, I mean there's, it's giggles, but
oh,
there's only one in the
plural.
If it was singular, if it was just Giggle, it would be a gay comedy club.
In the Giggle.
That's just my opinion.
The Giggle family. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to see, I can't imagine that you're not sold out already. Here in D.C. at the Improv, 202-296-7008.
That's it.
That's the number.
Yeah, the only thing we have right now is we added a 10:30 show on Thursday.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow. Yeah, so everything. The regular weekend shows are all sold out.
Okay, good for you. That's fantastic.
I still owe you guys. Actually, the comedy club in Wichita owes you guys because you guys say that. Like
we're the kings of Wichita!
That's right. There are two cities that we can go to outside of Washington, D.C., Wichita and Sacramento.
Yeah.
Oh, we own
Sacramento is great, too. I just did a theater there a while ago. But that Wichita date, it was tough because it was a Monday, Tuesday. I was doing two shows each night Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was. And there just wasn't anybody in those late shows to start.
Sure.
The early shows were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy, you guys may not remember, but the guy said to me, yeah, there's this Don and Mike here. I go, there's not two Don and Mikes.
No.
He goes, they're in the building here in Wichita. I'm like, no, let me make a phone call.
You know, it's very difficult to explain why this show has been successful in certain cities, but Wichita and Sacramento would be two cities. Haven't we been on there since the beginning of our syndication?
Mm-hmm. The people who live there are really,
it's the people,
really
right?
Stupid.
Yeah.
They like our show. They're
dumb
really,
people.
Really dumb. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And let me throw back at you. I want to start by asking you about, I think Rob had told you, you had called to say, hey, would you mention that they were rerunning your Letterman?
Right.
And I don't know if Rob told you, I'm kind of fanatic about Letterman. So, the day that you were on, I came in the next day raving about it, saying, you know, God, Frank kicked so much ass, and Letterman put so much pressure on you from the very beginning when he says, we're going to have this guy on Frank Caliendo. All I know is he does Madden.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to come out, do 5 minutes of Madden, slay me, and then leave. And then he also says, the other thing he said, we've never had an impressionist on the show before.
Right.
They tell me.
Is that true, really?
Yes. That's
wow.
What he said.
They don't like that. They want guys who are funny and quirky, like a Jim Gaffigan.
Okay, all right.
He loves guys who can twist the word.
Guys that Letterman likes, in his mode.
Yeah, and that's what they book, is guys that they think that he will like and that the audience will like, mm-hmm, as well, because they want Dave's style.
Kicked ass, though. You just did great.
I told you about that. They played the tape for him before, and he really did want me to do Madden the whole time. If I would have...
Yeah, Paul, you're over there, and Dave, you're in the desk over there, and I'd love to be on the chair, but I'm not getting there.
You know, that kind of stuff. He turned away to Eddie Brill, who books it, and who's also a comedian, and he goes... I guess he said, you know, I could listen to that guy do that all day.
So, did you have any contact with him after you did your set? Because he put incredible pressure on
pressure, and I saw it as, hey, Dave's giving me the seal of approval. The audience can't wait for it.
Right.
Maybe I'm stupid, but that's how I saw it.
Well, that's a good way to go into it. If you thought that he was putting pressure on you, it'd be, you know, a little overwhelming.
It was making people so... I felt like it was making people... Now, other people said the same thing that you said just now, where they thought, why did he put all the pressure?
Because, you know, here's the thing. It's not like they have anybody on the show generally that he gets excited about.
Right.
And it's like the whole time he was saying, there's this guy that does Madden. I just want this guy to come out and make me laugh for 5 minutes and I'll be happy.
Take his pants off and put him in a cab, Paul.
And that's what obviously you get that wherever you go, right? I mean, that's what people want you to do. They want you to do your Madden all the time.
Yeah, Madden's the biggest. I mean, here, it's like anything. You spend your whole beginning of your career pigeonholing yourself to get something that people can grasp onto and know what you are.
Right.
And then you fight the rest of your career trying to do that and something else.
Can I ask you a question about your Madden? Because when you do it, it strikes me as, you know, when you're doing any kind of impression, certain ones come to you right away and they're real easy to do, and then there are other ones that it just requires an awful lot of work. How long did it take you to get the Madden?
To get where it is now, probably 3 or 4 years.
So you took a long time getting it right.
You probably know how that... I mean, it's...
There's certain ones that come easier.
Right,
you know?
But you start them and then you listen to them like 2 years later and you're like, oh my God, I suck.
Mm-hmm.
Why did
mm-hmm.
people think this was good? I listen to old recordings of me doing Madden.
You were listening to Mimic School.
corner.
By the way, I heard that at the beginning.
Yeah, that was
inside the mimic studio.
You know, when I asked him that question, I thought it sounded like Inside the Comedy Mind.
Oh,
I really did think it sounded like
I'm Alan King. Welcome to Inside the Comedy Mind.
Oh, my God.
Another thing I want to ask you about, you did your Bush, which is also a killer, in front of Big Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Right? Now, how did that go over?
It actually went over incredibly well, because he went up and did that slideshow.
Right.
That you guys probably heard about and all the thing. And it was very funny. He was very good. It was like on Saturday Night Live when the person can't really do a monologue, so they have him ask questions from the audience.
Right.
Yeah. And so it makes it easier. He killed with that thing. And I guess he probably shouldn't be... They killed.
But yeah, but I don't mean
The guy survived. The guy shot, so that's okay.
He did really well, and then I went up. But what he did was he set the stage for making fun of the administration and stuff like that. And then I did Madden to break the ice, and I did Madden answering questions for the press as as the Secretary of Defense or something like that. Like, what do you think about the war in I didn't make it the war in Iraq. I made it the war on terror, so people couldn't take a political stand on
right.
it or whatever. And I was like, what do you think about the war on terror? Where are we going?
You know, you do the things that you do, and then you try to. When you can't have everything work the way you want it to work, you got to try again. I mean, if you just keep doing what you have to be doing, I mean that's just where we are.
I think Rumsfeld at that point was on the ground laughing, like, that's what I said.
So, God.
When you met Cheney, and I'm guessing.
I meet him before. I met him before in a special room.
He just doesn't strike me, if you met him before the gig, as the kind of. Just the kind of guy that would be real. Warm and fuzzy, especially from a comedy standpoint.
What was he like? Really?
Here's
what
the
was
thing.
He like?
You see him on TV. TV's terrible for Dick Cheney, I think. Mm-hmm. TV, you see him? Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're with him? Grandpa. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he gives a soft handshake. He's a nice guy.
Is it soft in the like the Elton John handshake?
No, I don't think.
Where you're shaking hands with pasta or
no, right in the middle. And I maybe heart condition reasons. I don't know what. but and I did at one point. I looked over and I went, "Hey, Dick, boo, gotcha." And he was very nice. I said, "Do you know what I do?" And he goes, "A little bit." You know, that kind of a thing. And I said, "Well, just tonight is a night about segues. Watch for the segues to see how I do this." Because I knew that I couldn't go up there, and I'm not a ripper. I'm just, it doesn't work for me. I have to be jovial, I guess, and cherubic.
Right,
that's
right.
When I try to be...
People have to love you.
When I first went to Fox Sports, that's what they tried to make me do, is do the same kind of thing as Jimmy Kimmel. I'm not Jimmy Kimmel. He needles you.
Right.
You know? I got to be silly and stupid.
Right.
So, I started out right away out there, and I just did the Bush looking directly into the sun, because that's, you know, he gives you that look.
Somebody do me a favor. Hand me a pair of sunglasses. Somebody get me a visor.
And I started out by saying, you know, I like the president, and only one guy in the whole press corps clapped. And I looked at Cheney, and I go, Fox News, right? And
he went, yep.
Now, what about Cheney? Mike was talking about this. Cheney's a guy, you don't hear him enough, he has an identifiable voice, but does he have a
speaks
voice?
Like a guy that doesn't want to be heard.
Does he have a voice that's so identifiable that you could do him and everybody would know him? Or would you
I
have to wear the makeup?
I think it's that side of the mouth thing. That's all I could do. I don't. Every time I do the mouth, trying to do the voice, it starts sounding like something else. It starts sounding like what Billy, I can't think of the name of the,
French fry mouth. What is that?
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade. That's what it sounds like when I try to.
Potatoes.
Yeah. So, you know, and Daryl Hammond does such a great Cheney on Saturday Night Live. It's like, well, you know, what are you going to do? You try not to do this.
You did the one Madden, and I wanted to ask you about how you do your stuff on Mad TV. I forgot what the bit was, but I think you were selling like a Jiffy Pop popcorn popper.
Hey, folks, John Madden here from Quick Pop
Popper. Oh, no.
I swear to God.
Don't you remember? We both TiVo'd that.
And I've never watched any bit on Saturday Night Live over, like, and it wasn't because, you know, I was studying it, but I'm watching you, and that was, I mean, that show, it strikes me that you get a lot of support on that show, and you got some pretty good people that are helping out with that. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen anybody do. I mean,
well,
that is
you,
just great.
That was the one thing that I think I've done on Mad TV that people really know. You know,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, I watch it all the time.
It was like
I watch
cooking
it all the
with
time.
Madden thing. Or it was
he was doing a commercial.
Popcorn, right?
Yeah, doing a commercial, and Everything goes wrong. One of those kinds.
I mean, and it culminates with him like leaning forward and getting burned by the steam of the popcorn popper. It was just, I love that.
The same guy who wrote that wrote the Sopranos bit that Will Sasso did on there, that where they did it Sopranos edited for PAX, which was just great, which was just jump cutting all over the place.
You know, we were talking about Kenny Rogers before, and speaking of Will Sasso, who does the Kenny Rogers bit on that show, where does he get that messed up Kenny Rogers thing? What is that about? I've always wanted to know what that's about.
He just got bored doing Kenny Rogers.
so he just makes him totally messed up.
Yeah, and then did you ever see the, this was terrible, but I just wanted to milk it with him. So I did Benny Rogers, his son. So we did,
I'm Kenny Rogers, and I'm Benny Rogers.
Now I remember what you were doing.
Hey, son, guess what? I'm going to run in a circle.
Sasso is amazingly funny. Will is a pretty doggone good impressionist.
Right.
But he's an amazing, when he blows things in the caricature, that's when he's at his best.
Now, is he even semi-regularly on the show at all anymore?
Not on the show anymore.
Doesn't do it. What's he doing now?
Less than perfect. He's been on that for like three. It's that sitcom, nobody knows where you are. He's had people trying to make stuff for him for a long time.
Is that where you think you're going to end up?
Sitcom?
I mean, do you think
I'd love to end my career with sitcom. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to... I think that, like Peter Boyle is doing, just ending on Everybody Loves Raymond. How perfect is that? Just
that
go to work and make a ridiculous amount of money.
Young Frankenstein to start with, and then
he did some great stuff. Right. And then,
But then you'd have to be friends with John Lennon, and
that's right. That's Peter Boyle.
He was. Did you know he was the best man at John Lennon's wedding?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did not know that. Wild stuff. You did not know that. So are you known now mainly? What is? Rob also says yes. Thank you for keeping the name Rod Roddy alive. We love you, Rod Roddy.
That's another one. And you know what? It's obscure, but it's true. It's guys like you, Frank. You got to keep Rod Roddy alive. You really
do. Rod the Baker. Anything you want in the entire world, it's the Don and Mike Show.
The numbers, right? They kept trying to write stuff on Mad TV for me to keep that going. They were doing Price is Right Caveman Edition.
His name Ugg. He got two shells. He know Price Right.
All those kinds of things.
Did you do that?
You've got two sticks. You rub them together. It's fire from the makers of the wheel.
There were some great. I mean, some of those were a lot of fun. At a certain point, you're going, "Why are we doing this?" And then,
Bob Barker looks the same now as he will in 250 billion years. I didn't do the math. Sorry if that's not the correct trajectory of time for people.
What is it? I know a lot of people that watch obviously both shows on Saturday Night Live.
People watch our first half hour and then go to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and then see
which to me is sad because I've always said this to friends of mine. There is no comparison between the two shows.
Who the host is, and it's at that point. No offense, to any Orientals.
You know what's seriously?
Bill Parcells, it's at that point you decide where you're going to stay with.
Mad TV to me is Saturday Night Live of the 1970s. Mad TV does the stuff that still has it's the better. Edge. That's the biggest difference. I mean, I really feel like you guys will tackle a lot of subjects that you wouldn't see other people tackle.
Yeah, I think that we have. I think that also, the only thing that bugs me about the show is there's a little bit too much of the recurring character stuff. Like some of the same ones that you do it and then you keep doing it and doing it. I think this year we had a very good year. We did like the Fox NFL Sunday guys,
right.
Stuff like that, and they broadened it open. This is actually, I'm probably, if I do any, I'm only doing a couple episodes next year.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty much done. Yeah.
A lot of people,
Mr. Big Sean.
A lot of people go on that show and they have a short time. They're short timers there. Is that, do you think, the reason that that they don't hang in there?
I think you don't stay on a sketch show too long. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you stay on a sketch show too long, you're always a sketch show person for the rest of your life. Although that's what I do best. But with the NFL stuff and things like that, I think. I'm still going to be doing that kind of thing, but I just kind of want to move on and maybe do my own kind of sketch show with my, my kind of jokes and stuff like that, which some of the Mad TV stuff was like that, but just trying, like Chappelle did with his show, and I'm not comparing myself to Chappelle, but he did the jokes and he found his niche in that genre.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to something you said before, which I think may happen to you. It's a good thing because everybody loves John Madden. You were saying you might get pigeonholed. You do all this other stuff that you were always John Madden. Do you see yourself, like, maybe even, let's say, you know, 5 years from now, whatever, you're on a sitcom or a sketch show or whatever you're doing, and they say to you, boy, you're fantastic, you're talented, you're funny, you do all this. Don't forget, you got to work the Madden in. It's like no matter where you go and what you do.
Well, that'd be a Rich Little got pigeonholed doing the Johnny Carson, didn't
yeah,
he? I mean,
yeah.
that's what he did.
Yeah, right. And
you can make a reasonably good living doing that, being pigeonholed.
And with the Madden, I know you said you don't like ripping on people. But, like, have you ever done a real, like in a club, a real scatological Madden? Do you ever go there? I mean, like, you know. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, folks, it's John Madden. You know, Christ, my hemorrhoids are killing me. You know.
You know, I've been led in that direction before. Sure. Usually, it's on the air on the radio.
Yeah, because we live there.
Yeah. You know,
we all live there.
I mean, take a look. I mean, there's hemorrhoids, and then there's hemorrhoids. I mean, the bigger the H, and the smaller the right. I mean, that's preparation maintenance. Make that a lot better.
That's where you get the release, so to speak, on this show.
All right, now, and about the Fox show. You're still on the Fox show. Now,
I know, yeah.
James Brown has left.
Yeah, JB going to CBS.
What are they
going to
do? Who's going to be a...
Probably I'll dress up like him the first show.
Indeed.
Personally, I didn't think it was that bad.
I tell everybody, and I always credit you guys, I always say, I have two friends that always say that when he doesn't know what to say, it will be a good time indeed. Okay.
Indeed.
Indeed.
And the thing was, when the first time, and actually, Don, you pointed that out because you watched that show five inches from the screen.
Yeah.
And you pointed out to him that he said, well, indeed 30 times or something during one episode. And he came back on. And he was aware of it the following week when they did the show.
You're kind of unique, Frank, because you're a niche performer, meaning people would know you from maybe from Mad TV, maybe from Fox NFL Sunday, but you're just that funny guy. And now you look at all of a sudden, Jesus Christ, you're everywhere. This is like a year-long tour that you're doing.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm just trying to give you
a compliment.
You guys are going to be quiet for you.
How does this happen? How does this happen that you get... And you're obviously incredibly talented.
True,
Mike
true.
Is saying all. Yeah, no, Mike's saying all the time. This guy's the best impressionist,
without question.
Ever.
I've been watching guys from David Fry my whole life, and I don't know whether you grew up listening to those records and things like that. But really, it's just you know what you do, and it's
all
fantastic.
Right, two things that go with that. Here's a little anecdote about the last time I was in here with you guys. I don't know if it was a caller in here, and a guy emailed me. And said, dude, you are the only guy I know who gives Mike a run for his money.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he goes, still like Mike better.
Well, you're good, but I still like Mike better.
But I don't see it as a company. It's funny to me because
what you do and what I do, totally different
things. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing where there's a lot of radio stations in the country where a guy who does voices won't let me in the station. They won't have me by because the guy's worried that I'm going to try and take his job or whatever.
Well. That's not true at all, Frank.
But
I'm perfectly comfortable with having you here. No problem at all. Is the segment almost over? I'm curious about that. You know, here's the difference. The big difference is I sit behind a microphone and I do it. You have to do I think I do 50% of an impression because when you're doing yours, you got
to
have the whole facial thing
going. When I first started on TV,
hard.
I didn't do that all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was something that...
This is the point that I wanted to get to.
Oh, yes, sorry.
So you do this thing, you know, where you do something here, and now all of a sudden, look at this, Jesus Christ, you're everywhere. You're Miami, Detroit, Atlanta, you know, Ontario, New York, everywhere. Well, Milwaukee, okay, but you're everywhere now. And I think you're funny as hell. How much of your real life or observations or whatever... Are you getting into your show now? Or do you just come out and just do the voices? Or do you like riff on whatever you feel like riffing on as you, as Frank?
I play a little bit more. I'm doing more and more. When I started out, I went right into the impressions all the time, okay? So there was never any me bit, and I always feel like these impressions that I do, there's a piece of me in them. And that's what I think makes me different than a lot of the guys who do just impressions on stage. Mm-hmm. I talk about, you know, the situations and the stuff.
Mike.
take notes.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
Don't dive right into
I'm going to backtrack for 1 second because you said you think I'm really good.
Mm-hmm.
I also do something that a lot of other guys who do impressions don't do, is I only do the ones, for the most part, that I know I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of guys on stage that do okay impressions. They do two of them that are great.
Right.
And then they do a bunch that you're like, yeah, that's all right.
Jesse Mabel, you're preaching to the choir right
yes,
there.
Again.
That's sure.
Ask him about his Jesse Jackson sometime.
the one that sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
See, but the funny thing is, so many voices, Peter, I try to get like Chris Berman. I'm working on that. I've been working on that forever.
But here, are you working on it, Rich?
It's going to be a great football Sunday.
See, the thing is,
it starts to become Al Pacino, and I don't want to talk about sports.
Can you beat yourself up? You get a real complex doing that because they all run together.
Why would you like to back? Do your back. Good on your next visit.
There you go. That's it. That's my only Chris Berman. That's all there is right there.
Yeah, I think it's hard. Sometimes they start to. And the other thing that I do that I think that makes me a little different than the other people that are doing stand up is I just go from voice to voice. It's that Robin Williams theory comedy. I say,
you don't have a joke, just switch voices. Come on, here we go. See what I do.
I forgot that one.
I mean, you know, you go from this, then you bring it down, grow a beard, be serious, talk about dying. Waiter, there's a dying fly in my soup. What's he doing? He's dying. That's not funny, but it's not supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And then you go back there. You bring it around. Try and figure out where you're going with this stuff. And you just can't, man. You try to figure out where it is. Of course you do. It's what it always is. And then you don't even explain who the people are.
Right.
It was Sean Connery.
Of course.
I know.
That's another
I'm
thing.
A fan. You know, another thing that was funny that somebody was listening to me last time I called in, and I was sick. And the voice when I called in, and Mike picked up on it clearly, because I think he said something afterward, like, did it sound like he had something else in there? Something like, and what makes me, when I hear people do the impression, afterward, the guy said it to me, like, he was like, I think Mike was ripping on you. I was like, no, I think he was right.
Well, if you're talking about the last time, when the last time you were on the show, these guys were setting me up, and I didn't play along, and I didn't even know I was supposed to play along, because, like, almost everything that happens on this show, I'm kept in the dark, and I didn't know. But I knew immediately, and it might have been that, I mean, because it was just, it was really not as much your impression as I kind of looked at the faces in here. No, I looked at the poker faces over across
true.
The console.
The funny thing to me was it was true, and people always look, it kind of goes with that thing with other people who do impressions. People mm-hmm. always think that you have to hate other people. I love it. I love going in and doing, you know, I don't like when you set it up with like, let's do dueling this or dueling that. And
no, but the thing
stage.
Is, let me just tell everybody, if they weren't listening to that, we always have John, the real John Madden on a couple
we've
of times
had,
a
we've
year.
Had the real John Madden
and you don't tell
on,
him that
the
I
year.
Do it. Because
no.
You'd rather have him on than me, I know, so I'd get the boot.
Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad.
We promoted the fact that we were going to have John Madden on, so everybody believes, including Mike, because we have John Madden on.
Right.
So,
and you set it up. And I never told you this that day, because that day you were not happy that I didn't buy it right away, and I identified it. I vocalized. I looked over at Don as soon as you called in. I said, that's not him. And you, but the reason I did that is, do you know what your tell is? Would you like to know your tell?
Yeah, sure.
Because it wasn't him as much as you.
What was it?
Your eyebrows.
My eyebrows. That's,
you had them
saying,
on and you said,
you're saying
no,
you had, my
look at your eyebrows right now. Look at your eyebrows right
they're
now.
They're lovely.
And you said, we're going to take a call from John Madden right now. And the whole time while we were talking to him, your eyebrows were like right under your hairline. And I said, "This, I know this."
Well, it looked like I had like Botox or something.
That was the tell. That was the tell. And then, of course, I didn't know that I was, I mean, well, I wasn't supposed to play. Like, you were trying to, you know, trying
get
to fool
me.
I was supposed to be the victim there.
The gag was to have Frank be Madden and at some point turn it scatological. And then when he did, that's when we'd say to Mike, hey, guess what? It's not John Madden. It's really Frank. However, Mike picked up on it right away.
Well, and the other reason that I picked up on it is because that bit that I told you about, the popcorn popper, I went back because I love that. And it doesn't even have to do with the accuracy of the impression, which is dead on. Anyway, it's the way you do him, which transcends, you know, sounding like him, because you're doing that with the popcorn popper, and I'm laughing my ass off, and I watched it 60 times in a row on TiVo.
There's different versions. There's that. There's the commercial John Madden.
Right, which
hey, folks, John Madden here.
And then there's when he's talking,
yeah, you know, and you think that you hear, I mean,
You say you gotta wonder if Brett Favre is coming Favre. Back, and I mean Favre. I mean I can make love to him all day. I mean, and I have. I think that you just have to.
After I did the thing with Al Michaels on Jimmy Kimmel Live, I swear after that. Al Michaels could not keep a straight face at the beginning of the game. If you ever watch him sitting there with Madden, he'll say, and what do you think about that, John?
And I really do think about that.
And you just see this Dick Cheney smile.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
How long? We didn't even ask you. How long have you been married?
2 years, two and a half years.
You say you have a little one on the way?
One, Joseph, who is Joey, is he's 20 months.
Okay.
And then another one on the way, we don't know what it is. My son has that peanut allergy, which is, that's actually made it into the act a little bit sometimes, the peanut allergy.
That's scary.
Right.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough, mm-hmm. but we caught him drinking Clorox one day.
Nothing. Right. He has an immunity to it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You could pour bleach down the kid's throat.
Sure.
Rub him with a peanut, he's done.
That's actually in the medical diary on it. You know, you can actually rub him with the Clorox, he's fine.
So you're telling me now, if you were doing the show, you might just mention to someone, if you're having peanuts, you'd say, hey, my kid's allergic to peanuts. Then you'd go with that joke, and then you would just, with no rhyme or reason, just say right into John Madden.
Yeah, because you can't have peanuts around Frank's kid.
You got to see the face, too. He's looking right at you. Dead serious.
You can't have anything made with peanuts or around peanuts. I love Charlie Brown for peanuts.
That's true.
I mean, that's where it is. I mean, peppermint patty. Not as good as the refreshing taste of a cool peppermint patty. Remember, what was that girl's name, Lucy? Remember she held the ball for Charlie and he'd miss it?
And he would miss it. And she would have him miss it on purpose. That's why Frank's kid can't have peanuts.
You, bravo. Praise of Jesus Christ.
God.
Oh, my God.
We're having way too much fun, guys.
I have an ice cream headache. So how many cities, seriously, you've got a little one, you've got a one on the way, that's got to be a little difficult. How many cities are you going to do, like, in a 6 month
I'm doing
period?
A bunch for the next 2 months. And then
50 cities. It's like a 50 city tour. Wow.
Yeah.
50 cities.
I'm getting into this corporate stuff. The corporate work is what's really
there
great.
You go.
That's the, you know, and with the...
Making a living.
Since the NFL on Fox stuff, it's become a you know... I'm associated with the NFL and Fox, and that way it's a huge thing. So any, like, sporting goods store, when they have a national sales thing, I'm one of the first guys they look at.
Cool.
You know? That's so
cool.
It works out really well.
That's pretty funny, isn't it? The fact that, I mean, like, when you say that you do something like with a sports place, like if a Modell's opens up or something like that,
right.
Do they have you do commercials or
go out and speak to their executives?
Yeah,
right?
This is more like go and do a sales meeting, an annual sales meeting, and do 45 minutes of my act.
No, that is a license to print money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's great. Right? Find a way to work Adidas into it.
Three straps of goodness. Cha-ching.
Isn't that like the equivalent of someone like Terry Bradshaw going out and doing these motivational speeches?
It's exactly the same.
Where he just goes out and says, you know, I want.
Theismann does the same thing. Theismann makes him a million bucks a year.
I was depressed, everyone. I was depressed. I had $50 billion. And I was depressed. And do you know what saved me?
What, Terry?
This little pill.
Terry Bradshaw speaks to the people at Pfizer.
He does that kind of stuff.
Hold on.
He does.
It is a fact that Terry Bradshaw had some kind of... schizo thing, right? That,
depression.
Like, before the Super Bowl, he wouldn't go on.
Let Terry talk. It was depression.
They give him this little pill. It's called the placebo. I don't know who makes it, but I'll tell you what, guys, it works. Now, that's some good stuff, guys.
Well, that's what former quarterbacks have done for a million years, right? They go out on the speaking circuit, and you can make a lot of money that way.
Yeah, I mean, people like the... I didn't know, and that was almost John Madden without the voice.
Yeah, you know, sometimes why?
I forgot where I was going with it.
Here's a guy who had an idea, thought the idea was coming, the idea went away, and then boom, there wasn't an idea anymore.
Been there, done that, my friends.
I think I've identified your favorite segue. You like Madden to Bush better than Bush to Madden.
Probably. In my act, I go like, it's so funny because some things, they always start out as like brand new, and then eventually they become part of the act.
Right.
Because you find the jokes that work, and I'll do this one thing where I go,
you went off on a little bit of a tangent right there. You know what a tangent is?
Yeah, I love tangerines. They're my favorite fruit.
And then I'll come in with Clinton like, I like melons. I do. That was the thing that, from that Letterman, that's the one that got emailed all over the place, was my comparison of Bush to Clinton, because
right.
I'd never seen anybody do it on TV, and I thought they weren't going to let me do a Clinton reference to Monica Lewinsky, mm-hmm. and they said, nah, you know, Dave does it sometimes.
Right, sure. Try
it. And it was, Clinton could lie his way out of anything. He could stare at you directly in the eyes and say, I am not here. Just here. Just here, just there without a tee. Ladies, I love you. But Bush, he's got like truthful Tourette's. He's going to tell you the truth. It might not be on purpose, but if you wait long enough, it's going to slip out. Uh-huh. He's a regular guy. That's what I like about it. The Monica Lewinsky scandal happened to Bush. There's no way he gets out of it. Put him on stand. Mr. President, do you have relations with that one, Monica Lewinsky?
What did they tell me to say here? That was out loud, wasn't it? I cannot believe I said that. There's two kinds of words, inside words and outside words. Inside words stay in, outside words come out. The time an inside word popped out. Gobble, gobble, my friends.
And at the end of the set, that's when Letterman went, and that's what that's all about, kids. And he used it the next night, too. He said, and that's what that's all about. Again.
So, Dave, it's still a thrill. Is it for any comedian to go on Letterman? I mean,
A couple of years, they said, do you want to do stand-up on The Tonight Show? And I said, no, I want to try and be a guest on The Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know what it is. I'd heard Kevin Pollak years ago, and I didn't do it because Kevin Pollak, but it was just interesting that Kevin Pollak didn't want to go do stand-up for Carson. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be on the couch. And I think I'm good doing stand-up, but I'm more fun on the couch because mm-hmm. I can do what we're doing here,
right.
And I can go in a different direction out of nowhere.
You're the guy who better save that voice for a little bit later.
Guy's doing 25 shows, man, and there it is. You got me thinking about it. It is the man in the bush.
It's doing the segue.
Vegas said, do whatever you need to do. So about you talking about going on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, I didn't really want to do it. I mean, I did want to do it, but I'd rather be a guest with Jay. And then when they came to me with Letterman, they said, we're going to put you on. And I said, you're kidding. You don't do that. I've been told for years.
Is that known, like, in the comedian circles that he doesn't like?
Knows. I knew it because they told me for four years.
That he doesn't book impressionists.
Eddie Brill, who's a friend of mine and the guy who books it, told me for years, you're just not right for the show. We won't have you on.
Wow.
And he didn't do it in a mean way, and I never took it against me. It's what it is.
Right.
And he said, well, we're trying to branch out and do some different stuff, and I think Dave will like you. So, literally, right. No, he was going to make the whole show about me. You know, right. They reran that show literally a month later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, when I got there, Dave was already throwing pies and stuff, and people were in the back going, what's going on?
I mean, really.
Like, what mood is he in?
Right.
What is happening?
That was an incredible show. It was, it was that British actress
who's... Nanny McPhee.
Yeah, what's her name? She got
Emma Thompson?
Stick up her butt.
Right.
And she got Letterman in, like, to a pie fight.
Right.
And as I was watching this, keeping in mind the fact that he's been hyping up all night, I'm going to have this guy out who's just going to come out and make me laugh. I'm thinking, as he's doing the show, then, and he's, when he gets into the pie fight, I'm thinking, oh, my God. Being a Letterman fan... I get the feeling that he's only got so much good feeling. You know,
he runs out of goodwill halfway during the show.
And I'm afraid I'm watching him get into this fight with Emma Thompson, this pie fight, thinking, oh, my God, you know what it's going to be now? It's going to be crashing. He's high right now, and he's going to be crashing by the time Frank gets out there. But he kept the sugar rush going, and he loved you.
And did you hear when I said I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl, mostly because of John Madden, and in the background he yells, yeah!
I have never heard anybody get interrupted by Letterman in a set. And I same look I gave to Chaney, like, I'm acknowledging you, but I'm sorry.
Well, I thought it was great. And obviously, you're happy about it, too.
That literally has been one of the biggest things that I have done ever.
I agree.
So many people have talked about it. It's, I think that Popcorn Popper was one thing, one step. The Letterman thing where people got to see me changing and doing it is another thing. But it's been, people have been telling me, they get an email to them from friends in different countries and stuff like that. It's on YouTube. It's all kinds of stuff. It's crazy.
Well, it sounds to me like we got to enjoy you on Mad TV while we can. You're going to be on Mad TV this coming season.
Yeah, through the end of the year.
You're going to do a few more of those.
You'll be on Fox every week, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, so far.
Second time he said that. Are they that way at Fox?
No, I have the contact.
Or they let you know about a half an hour before you're going to go on?
Yeah, I don't know. The reason I say that is just in case somebody ever decided that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. You know, we don't talk about it. It's the agent's thing, you know, where you never bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like the George Costanza thing. If you don't bring it up, you can just show up to work the next day.
And they'll let you in the door.
Right.
Okay. All right, we understand.
Well, you are great, and we thank you for coming in. And you know, you look, like I said, you look like you just spent the night between his butt cheeks. So
look at my butt cheeks. Spread them open. Boom, there's Caliendo.
Get to your room and get some sleep. And
it's at frankcaliendo.com if anybody wants to know where Frank's going to be, right, around the country.
And he's going to be at the Improv here in D.C. Through the weekend, starting tomorrow, the 6th through the 9th at the Improv. www.improv.com. I bet that show, whatever's
not
left,
not many, after
sold
this
out,
probably
now.
Done.
So that's
sold
and
now.
So they opened up a couple more shows, but those are going to go pretty quick.
Yeah,
too, right?
There's a possibility of open up if this Thursday one goes. They're probably going to open up a Sunday late one at 10:32. So
yeah, you're the hardest working man in show business.
You know, and I'm trying to make it so when I go out of town, I only go to the cities I really want to go to, because then I don't. You know, it's a hard thing. When you have the family and stuff like that, I don't know. My son just started yelling "Dada" and "Daddy" with excitement. He's like "Dada, Dada!" He comes running for me. I'm like, "Oh, this is the worst time."
Here's a guy who's got a sad clown face.
See how I can work it in anyway? It doesn't seem like it would be natural, but I found a way to pour it out now.
That was a wonderful segue there. That's the touching family man right into Madden.
Then you bring it into me. Stuff a chicken into a duck into a turkey and stuff it into Frank's son. As long as it doesn't have peanuts.
I'm telling you. Peppermint patty.
I get
business.
Oh, that's
Madden to Bush. And so you think Sunday night, here's why I'm asking. Sunday, you have a show Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
Right. Could I get two freebies?
You can get whatever you want. You just sold out a show, probably.
I would like to go.
I would like to go.
Go check Frank out.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing you, so, you know.
No, I'd love for you. I can get you.
And would
I
you mind if I heckled you?
Are you going to get drunk and heckle him?
Yeah, maybe. You know me. But it's good
you
heckling.
Have to stand
it's
in the back
not bad
of
heckling. It's good. It's like, I love you. You get a guy like that. Do more men. Do more men.
I'm sure they get that.
You know? Do Bush.
There are people that are so. Oh, my. You know.
Be Madden. You're the Madden man.
I'll tell you what it happens more with is Jim Rome.
Dude, what are you thinking?
Patty's ridiculous. Do more. Nobody, like four people out of
what the Rome
100 are getting it.
What is going on right now? Rome is burning and so is your Dude, you're not making sense. Right now, I'm in the middle of the pause and you're clapping. That is not a good situation for you. It's not a good situation for me. So grab the fish wrap and read about yourself tomorrow. Because you are not cool.
But there are certain people that think that's the greatest thing.
I do. I
remember the first time you did it on this show.
It's right up there with
that
Madden.
It came out of nowhere. We didn't know you did that.
It's right up there with Madden.
And Jeff Goldblum never bring that out. Very odd. Very, very weird.
You know, and the one, and I have forgotten the Robin Williams. I forgot that your Robin Williams is, nobody does that like you.
Gotta bring it down.
Gotta bring it down.
you don't want to be hyper. It's been done before.
You know.
Speaking of a sad clown face, that really is one.
I'm scared of clowns.
And again, it's Matt and DeBush.
Oh, good.
Well, Rob, if you would really, I would like 2 tickets.
Consider it done.
2 tickets. If you're going to add a show, I'd love to come
you
see
you. They can hold a couple tickets for any show you want.
Love to go. Love to see you.
Probably should have said that part on the air.
They'll do that thing like Goodfellas. Even if the show's sold out, they'll do that thing, you know, like Ray Liotta, where they move the table down to the front. Yeah, with the linen table.
You'll be on the stage with me.
It'll be wonderful.
You're the bad guy!
You'll be down front, and he'll be just like Jerry Vale in Goodfellas. It'll be fantastic.
Come on. Do a voice.
You got to get really, really drunk before you do that.
Do a voice.
If you're saying that, you haven't listened at all in my show. Do a voice.
Come on, do a voice.
Maybe
Frank.
Do another voice.
Do a funny voice.
Do a funny voice. I'm in the front row.
All right, get out of here, Frank. Go get your sleep.
Frank Caliendo, great thank you very much.
Yeah.
Frank,
I'm
get some kidding. Sleep.
You're the greatest.
Love to see your show this weekend.
I'd love to have you there. Thank you. Let me know whatever you guys want.
Right.
I'm sure it's taken care of.
Tell him, please. I would love that. Okay. Frank Caliendo, get out of here.
See Chris.
You'll get some cheese.
Okay. Same thing I say every time. That was Bush to Madden.
Whoa. Don't touch
me. Robin
again. I forgot.
Thank you, Frank.
That's great.
I mean, I know that that's just like a show for two guys.
No, I think everybody's digging that. Yeah. I think everybody's digging that.
God. Damn.
Popcorn popper. I hate that because when you get guys that do a bit on TV, I don't want to make them do it, but I had to get them to do it.
You have it, Buzz?
Yeah, I have the video queued up here for you.
Yeah, roll it. Let's hear some of it.
Can I see it, Buzz? Can you turn around?
Oh, my God. Here's Frank Caliendo as Madden.
I'm Madden here for the quick pop popcorn popper.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in, open up the butter packet. I screwed up, guys. I'm sorry, but the packet won't open. We got a better packet? Hey, folks. John Madden here for the quick pop popcorn popper.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in. You open up the butter packet. You know, when I do the Tough Actin' Tenactin commercial, all I do is I say, boom, Tough Actin' Tenactin, and the guy shows his feet, and they keep his mind. I mean, they don't have to open up the butter packet. They can't fucking butter packet. They don't have to butter what?
You can't open the butter packet.
I'm bleeping them out.
John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. Just plug it in. I can smell my arms. It's like I've been napalmed.
Put some butter on it.
His arm's on fire.
Hey, put some butter on it. I can't get this butter packet open. Finish this godforsaken commercial. If I find out who's responsible for booking me on this, I'm going to kick him in the ass. Hey, folks. John Madden.
Anyway, that's Frank. That's Mad TV. That's great.
That is good stuff. And that if you and I tell people all the time, if you haven't seen Mad TV, I mean, because everybody thinks Saturday night, and it's worth it. 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
He's pretty great. He is pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So how'd you like Inside the Mimics Corner?
I didn't do that too much, did I?
No.
I didn't overdo that?
No, I'm not kidding.
I like to talk to guys that do that.
Know.
I like
Come
to
on.
See how they do it.
He's, you know what he is?
I think I kept it in my pants, didn't
he's,
I?
He's your Batman. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I just dug it. You know, I mean, I think the one time you asked me to do Madden, I didn't do Madden. I did Frank doing Madden.
You did Frank Caliendo doing
Madden. Done that all my life.
All right, so go see his shows and buy his tickets. And buy his junk. And
I want to say I'm also on board with what Frank said about impressionists that should just stick to a couple that they do really well and shouldn't like do a bunch that they really kind of do borderline. I'm totally down.
Don't try to stretch.
Don't try to stretch it too much.
Has that always kind of been your philosophy?
Welcome to my career. Welcome to my entire career. Yes. Yes, it's always been about quantity. Never about quality. Quantity. Do as many as you can, and then you can put that on a piece of paper. That'll get you commercials. Yes, sirree. Fa-la-la.
The great Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
I'll tell you just one thing about him. He is a funny MF-er.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay.
Let's move on.
All yes. right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back.
Okay.
I've known that little fellow a while. He's mentally retarded. One of yep. more than 6 million kids and adults. I thought some of you might like to help because the retarded can be helped.
Yep.
2 years ago, Robert couldn't say hi. Well, you heard him. That
yep.
may not sound like much to you, but to Robert's mother and dad, it's almost a miracle.
Yep.
Now, the National Association for Retarded Children and its nearly 1,500 local associations are helping to make miracles like this happen every day.
Funny.
It isn't easy. Help us.
Yep.
Please.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. Yep.
They're great.
Right.
Bob Welch right here.
They craft their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Music being Fleetwood Mac. Bob Welch here. The rejoiner music. Sorry, everybody was calling when Frank was in here. Frank Caliendo was in here.
Sure.
And I'm sorry, but it's the way Mike and I are with our bitches.
Yeah.
We don't like sharing our bitches.
No.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, we like our quiet time. We like our private time.
I mean,
we got a little private time when he was in here during the commercial break. We
I
got
love
a little,
bitches.
Understand?
Got a little private time.
We get somebody in here that's important to us. We say, you know what?
I love bitches.
And it's very professional when they're here in the studio, and then it's a little intimate.
Yeah.
During that last commercial break when we go out and see him in the room.
A little yeah, bit. Really. You know.
So you know, we get a little closer.
Goddamn right. I was down on my knees.
That was special. And that's going to make a good picture for the website.
Sure. I will do almost anything for free tickets.
I know.
I think you know that.
You just did. I think you're going to get a little more than free tickets, my friend.
Well, I think we pretty much covered everything that anybody calling would have wanted to ask for.
I'm sure.
Anyway, I think it was just mainly people wanted to call to kiss his ass. I think we were doing an outstanding job with that.
I think we did a great job with that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Are the phones on?
I don't know. Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, buddies.
Hey, uh-oh. Look who's calling.
This is it.
Oh, my.
Who's this?
This is Charlie.
Where's Charlie at?
He's not here.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Tom.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi, Tom. You know, Tom, your timing is impeccable.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
Watch it.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
Watch what, Tom?
Watch that spot.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
How are you, Tom?
Good.
Roar.
Do you like John Wayne, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Can you spell Western?
Is Western?
Western.
W-I-N-N-E-R-S.
He's mentally retarded.
Winners.
How do you spell Frank?
Frank?
We just had Frank Caliendo in here. How do you spell Frank?
F-A-N-K-E-Y.
Fanti.
Are you allergic to peanut butter?
No.
Peanuts.
I'm just double checking. Oh, for Frank's
peanuts, yes.
Do you have any allergies, Tom?
No.
You're not allergic to anything?
Nope.
Do you have hay fever?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Oh.
Aren't you allergic to IQ?
What? No.
IQ?
Nope.
I think you're very allergic to IQ.
I like to know when Joe's going to get my bunny outfit, so I come down and...
Oh, the Easter bunny.
Yeah.
Are you going to be the Easter bunny?
I'm really retarded.
Are you going to be the Easter bunny, Tom?
Yeah, Joe goes and gets my costume.
How do you spell bunny?
B-U-N-N-Y.
Bingo.
Oh, got it written down, though. He's got it written down.
Can you spell egg?
A-U-G-G.
My God.
He's really retarded.
Stop it.
Good.
How about Easter?
Easter, E-N-T-E-R.
Enter.
Enter.
No, don't spell that. I was just, reading
about
it.
Perfect. Jesus Christ.
G-O-O-D Christ.
Good Christ.
C-O-U-N-T.
Good count.
Good count.
Wow. Good count.
Good
count. Okay, Tom, we got to fly.
watch it. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Tell Don stop doing that spot.
Don, stop doing that spot.
He's mentally retarded. Watch it.
Okay, bye, Tommy.
What are you guys doing? Are y'all getting ready to go on break?
No, we're actually we just came back from break, Tom.
We're going to give an update now on a man who cuts other men's balls off.
Watch it. I will help you with doing that one.
Oh, no, that's not necessary, Tom.
You would help actually doing the cutting, or you would like to do the story?
I would like to do the cutting.
Oh, right. No, Tom.
Whose balls would you like to cut off, Tom?
I think I know.
If you could cut anybody's balls off, who would you cut? Whose balls would you cut off?
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, my.
Surprise.
We all thought you would choose Dennis Murphy.
That was a
no, 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 no. Excuse me, Dennis Murphy's.
He's mentally retarded.
Dennis Murphy's mentally retarded.
And you would do that to Dennis Murphy because he's better on the show than you are.
No, I am. I'm better than he is.
Why are you better than he is?
Because I get more airtime.
Did you just call Dennis mentally retarded?
Yes.
Would you say that again? Would you say, this is Tom Gavin?
This is Tom Gavin.
Dennis Murphy is mentally retarded. Now say it all together, all at once.
This is Tom Gavin. Dennis is mentally retarded.
Very good. Thank you, Tom.
Perfect. Thank you, Tommy.
And he's not... You know what show he goes on? What's his name show?
Yes. That guy. That's good. Hey, what are you going to do to Dennis, Tom?
Cut his balls off.
There you go. All right, bye, Tom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't wait to see him hopping in the bunny outfit.
He's utterly retarded.
There he is.
Easter, our Easter bunny.
All right, on our website today, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Mm-hmm. Boy, we'll have to discuss this tomorrow. Since Ken Rogers will be on American Idol tonight.
Right.
Check out his face and check out the bad plastic surgery.
Right.
We've got a before and after picture that really I don't think does it justice on our webpage. Also on our webpage today, before we get to the guy on the balls, Mike.
Yes.
Can you name...
It sounded like maybe a little Rod Roddy there.
Can you name this celebrity mugshot? I'm going to hold it up and give it to you only for 3 seconds.
All right.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
That is Hank Williams Jr.
Wow.
Good job.
Pretty good. Winner.
Thank you very much.
Winner.
I'd recognize that lovely beard anywhere.
Yep. It's a...
What did he do?
DUI.
Oh, dear.
DUI. Oh,
sorry. Sorry about that, Hank Jr.
Anyway, there's the picture, and I guess the quote is something
family
like,
tradition.
I guess the quote is... now, this is almost funnier than if it hadn't really happened.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Chappelle, right?
Right.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he gets pulled over, and he says to the woman... I'm Hank Williams, Jr., bitch.
You know, it's been my experience that if you do that, you're more likely to get a ticket.
Oh, hold on a second. And you're right, Rob. It wasn't a DUI.
No?
It was, he got a waitress in a headlock.
Is that the woman he called bitch?
Yeah.
Played a little rough.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Sawbones, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition.
I'm Hank Williams, bitch.
You know what? That's
what it is, that he got a waitress in a headlock.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's not a DUI.
Hey, you got to cut the guy some slack. He fell off a mountain. he did. I saw Richard Thomas in the Hank Williams Jr. story.
What?
This guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's who played him. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's who played Hank Williams Jr.
What channel was that?
Remember, a million years ago, I was a country DJ. I played a lot of Hank Williams Jr. And I was a country DJ when he was popular.
Yeah.
And that's prior to Monday Night Football.
You're implying that he's not popular because of Monday Night Football?
No, he is popular because of Monday Night Football.
No, he is. But
and he's got a son, I think, Hank White III, who does a musical set where he does half country and half heavy metal.
That might be the one that had a DUI recently. I know somebody in his family did.
He does a great bit. He keeps all his like shoulder-length hair up under his cowboy hat, and then he goes into the heavy metal part of his act, and he takes the hat off, and he's got the long stringy hair.
Wow.
It's a great show. He's opening for Frank Caliendo at the Improv. And now, you have tickets.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, hey, after what you did, you're going to get them.
I believe. God, I sure should.
You should.
Sure should.
That was so quick. It was wonderful.
Homo.
It was wonderful. Wonderful.
Surprisingly. You know, how can I say this?
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Refreshing.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Like some sort of protein drink?
Yes, like a metric shake.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that's what it was like.
You
having...
seem like you're perkier. You seem like you're more alive from since we came back from break.
I feel like I've been to a Java Juice.
That's well, incredible.
Pineapple
well,
juice.
Maybe you're just learning what many, many women have known for quite some time.
It's how you get the best seats at the best show.
Mm-hmm.
You get on your knees. That's right.
You make the celebrities feel special.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I met Frank backstage. I met all of Frank backstage on our show.
Congratulations.
I don't care. You know, they took pictures. I said, you know what? I don't care.
Well, you didn't even know they were taking pictures.
I know. Actually, I said,
go ahead.
Someone was too busy to notice the camera.
Take a picture. Take a picture.
And the whole time, you know what he was doing? He was pointing at me and saying, got me sold out in Wichita.
Right.
And I gave him that porn shot, you know, where the chick is just looking up and you just see her eyes.
Okay, you've done it. You've gone into gross out territory.
Gone too far.
You've definitely gone into the gross out, the land of gross out now. That did it.
Frank, I gave him the. You're right, right?
Those the eyes look up.
Oh, God.
We hope you sold out in Wichita.
Who's in the front row? You're in the front row. Donnie's in the front row.
Front row. Okay, let's talk balls.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Now, you had made a major correction. This is the equivalent of a newspaper printing a retraction.
Yes.
Because we got our facts wrong yesterday.
Yesterday on our website, we had the picture of the guy who looked like, I thought, Ron Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Other people thought he looked like other celebrities.
Al B.D.
Yeah, right. Al B.D.
Local DJ friend of ours.
Anyway, the story was that a guy in North Carolina, and I had heard this on vacation, a guy in North Carolina was busted for running an S&M lounge, a dungeon. S&M is acceptable. It's legal if both parties agree that
right.
what they're going to do is okay with them.
Unless they do this.
What this guy was doing was castrating guys and doing testicular replacement surgery.
No!
And he was... videotaping them and selling the tapes on the internet.
Right. Yesterday you showed us a picture of a guy. You said this was the guy that was doing it. No, this was the guy that had it done.
Yes, mm-hmm. And what we have for you today now is the picture of the guy.
I haven't seen it yet.
The guy and his name is...
I haven't seen it.
Well, his real name... now, we had the name right yesterday. Dick Sciarra. His I'll say DJ name, uh-huh. for lack of a better... His alias is Master Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me see. He wanted to get a stable of slaves.
Right.
So he could continue to make these movies, castrate men, and give them surgery to their balls.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. This is from a website. This is as close as we could find to a picture. He's wearing a pair of assless chaps.
Yeah, very
so
nice.
There's a front and a back shot of the actual guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's him, Mike.
Oh,
not
wow.
Not to be confused with the guy whose picture we had up on the website yesterday.
Looks
the guy
like
yesterday
you know
was simply,
like?
Simply a satisfied customer.
He seriously, this is the best way I can describe this. He looks like he's got a shaved head, and he looks like somebody you would see in a movie like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He looks almost mm-hmm. a little deformed in the head.
Yeah, in long.
And he looks a little odd.
And this is from a website. From CitizenTimes.com. Master Rick, master in Western North Carolina with full dungeon and cell, into training slaves / subs. What's that? Submissives?
Submissives, bugs? Right.
Mm-hmm. Giving experiences and blah, blah, blah. Then it says he's a master in Western North Carolina with full dungeon and cell, training slaves subs, giving experiences, and using slaves and subs. This is not a game.
I am a master of inflicting pain.
That's who he looks like.
This mm-hmm. is not a game with me. This is the guy now writing this on this webpage. Not a game with me. I live this lifestyle 24/7.
Yeah.
I have a 24/7 slave whom I own. Looking to train other slaves and to add to my stable of slaves also. I'm always open to, and then it just goes on and on. Master has just added a second live-in owned slave to the household. The first one, Danny, is my senior.
Danny?
My senior slave.
Danny, would you like to be my slave?
The new one is Bob.
I'd like to come over and mow my lawn.
And, of course, he will become incorporated into the household tomorrow. So
yes.
All of this is on our webpage.
Join Bushwood.
You.
Danny.
Would you like?
He's in jail now, right?
How would you like a fresca?
Fresca.
How about I cut your balls off and then give you a fresca?
Danny, just lie back and relax now.
And wouldn't he say, be the ball?
Be the ball.
Be the ball.
And I must make it very clear, sir, that I always slice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, come on, you're killing us. Are you there? Okay, goodbye.
Caller.
Get out of here.
Caller. But that guy, just, you I asked what? This because I wanted to make sure. That guy you're talking about, is he in jail, Don, now?
Yes. Yeah, they got him. They got him in jail.
Yes.
Yeah. They got him in jail. You got to reset that thing?
Yeah. One of these guys is from Kansas, I believe.
Yeah, well, originally Topeka, Kansas is one of the places where he started cutting guys' balls off.
Mm-hmm, that's what I read.
In his spare time.
Yeah, after he went back to Kansas after he graduated college.
How do you tell if Frank Caliendo is ticklish?
How?
You give him a testicle.
Ah!
And Frank, if you're listening, feel free to steal that.
That's wonderful material. And now I will say it again. Here's the setup. He just got back from college.
Where did he go?
Ball State!
Thank you!
All right, that's all. We got a break because Robert Mailman has been here.
He's angry, Don.
I definitely did not want to mix oil and vinegar and get Frank Caliendo in here at the same time as Robert Mailman.
That was bad judgment on your part.
Someday. Here we go. Let's see. Is this now working?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Everything is back up and working. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Larry, on an earlier show, I couldn't help noticing it looks like you had more balls than you have now. Did you cut your balls off?
My balls grow.
Do you cut your balls off?
My balls grow.
Do you cut your balls off?
By the way, something.
My balls grow.
Sick. Well, you can. By the way, something.
They're just black.
By the way, something. Okay. Where's your hair?
What do you care?
Bye!
There is a small segment of the audience that understands what we were just doing.
Don and Mike, cutting the balls off?
I don't know if they got balls or not.
He probably stole it from them.
Hi, this is Larry King on Subject Tonight, ball cutting.
Don and Mike show.
Can you hear me now?
Turn down your radio, please, Dumas.
Can you hear me now?
Dumas, yes.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Why are you speaking with a phony voice?
What's happening?
Elvis Presley is my roommate.
What?
I don't doubt that.
I must tell the Don and Mike show. Elvis Presley is my roommate.
Okay.
Bye! Goodbye.
One more. Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Justin. Listen to
Justin,
KCPS.
You think you can turn down what you have on in the background?
I enjoy having you guys back.
Justin,
what?
I enjoy having you guys back.
Where were we, Justin?
On vacation.
Oh, you're right. We were on vacation.
Yeah. This is Justin. Hi, Justin.
Justin, time for commercial. That's enough for me to say F-O. Bye-bye. Oh, hi, Justin, one more thing, Justin.
He's mentally retarded.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling, Justin Dumas.
Bye!
Justin Dumas.
Dumas. So when we come back, Robert Mailman, who tomorrow will be going to the dentist to have the rest of his teeth pulled so that he can get the big fake choppers in there.
That's right, after he's sedated.
So we will talk to Robert when we come right back, okay? Because everybody loves Robert the Mailman on the show.
Understand he's angry.
I know you don't like it on the show, Robert.
Right.
And actually, to be honest, I don't think anybody really likes him on the show except me and Mike.
Mm-hmm. And me.
Oh, and Buzz.
Love yeah, Buzz loves him too.
And
yeah.
Buzz.
Except,
you know, Buzz likes calling him names behind his back.
Yeah, if only Robert knew what Buzz does when he's not looking.
Big man Burbank.
Yeah, phony, thy name is Burbank.
You should hear him.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
Isn't that right, Buzz?
No, that's not right at all.
Okay, we'll be right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It looks innocent enough, doesn't it?
Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided the summer ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual,
that's
a person
right.
who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
That's right.
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly.
That's right.
If they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
How you doing, Frank Caliendo?
The Don and Mike Show.
I know he's still listening.
Beautiful mind, Don and Mike.
Lots of great new tapes on the show today. John Wayne. All these new tapes that are like 40 years old.
Yeah, but new to us.
And now let's bring in Bobby Mailman.
Yeah. This house is so gone crazy.
Because he's got an update for us.
Let's play him in, shall
we? Steve's. I got his music ready as soon as
gotta wait till he comes in. Let's play him in
there.
Where
is he at? Here he is. And
Bobby.
This house is so gone crazy.
Here he is, everybody. We love him. Bobby Mailman.
He's wearing his bling.
Hey, Bob.
And his uniform.
And his Robert.
Come on, Bobby Mailman. Please allow me to call you Bobby Mailman.
Do you have extra bling on today?
Got everything. The whole arsenal.
Why all the bling today?
Rob's over there just giving you some love.
I did get the high score in the video machine in there.
How do you look different? You have, are those glasses new?
No, I've had these the whole time. Maybe you finally looked me in the eye.
Robert,
yeah,
is,
I'm always so afraid.
Robert is
I'm
wearing.
Sure you are.
Robert is wearing his mailman outfit, along with quite a few gold chains. How many rings? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
rings. I
think
rings. All postal workers should be required to tuck their shirts in.
And all restaurant workers should be required to wash their
hands. Hey, that's pretty good.
We have a new champion.
Fair enough.
I am defeated. I am. That is game, set, and match.
This house is so gone
to the mailman. Play that music, man.
That made me laugh.
You got a lot of old color stuff. Isn't that introduction? Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Isn't that a brother?
What?
The introduction you played at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The laughing place.
Yeah,
the laughing
that place. Has to be a brother.
That's from a Walt Disney.
Batman Crothers or
yes,
somebody.
Yes, it's from the Walt
Song
Disney.
Song of the South.
It's from the Walt Disney movie.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah, so somebody was shuffling along.
Hold this, so Bob Mailman.
Boy, am I long.
As you know, Robert had some teeth issues, some teeth issues.
Yeah, yes. Had some weak teeth.
Definitely. Yeah, and really, no kidding. What's the name of the dentist again, Robert? I always forget his
Jay
name.
Jay Stevens.
That's
my chair, right? Bethesda.
This
He's
guy,
a great guy.
Sure, it's Jay Stevens.
No, Jay Stevens is the is the dwarf who's the
another Jay guy, isn't it?
Stevens something.
Jay Stevens is the guy the little midget,
we all look alike to him.
The midget is the like the corporate program director.
No, it's Jay something. Jay Severin.
Oh, now you're in good hands.
That's Mangala. No, it's Jay Stevens.
Jay Samuels, isn't
Jay
it?
Samuels.
Jay Samuels. Ah. Thank you, Mike, for remembering the name of
there you go.
Robert's dentist.
He's a hack. I can
went through my... Thank you very much, Rob.
And this is really the guy gave whatever this procedure is, like, worth thousands of dollars.
Dr. Jay Samuels.
I'm just messing with I remember.
Okay, very good. Of course you do.
Beautiful work. So when you were here before, I thought everything was done. Now let me
oh,
see.
This is a partial.
Let me see the mouth. Let me see. Now see those. So you've got the top teeth.
I got the middle. On both, up
what are they doing now?
The
what is the next procedure?
Tomorrow morning at 8:30, they're gonna pull the rest of my teeth on the sides, the molars and all the ones in the back. That's major.
because they're a lot harder to pull out.
So this is going to be more recovery time and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Are they going to do it with pliers the way we've requested?
Jackhammer.
Actually, it's going to be a string. It's going to be string, and someone's going to slam the door.
Uh-huh. Good pull, Rob. You just earned. That's real funny.
Hey,
I'm already nervous about it. I don't
Why are you nervous? You weren't nervous the first time, were you?
Because I've been told that this is a lot harder. A lot of people say they put one of these back teeth and you're out for a week. You put like five or six.
How many are you going to pull tomorrow?
Probably like nine.
Nine teeth.
Oh,
now,
that's just the top, and then we're going to do recovery, and then they're going to do the bottom.
Are you going to be...
I forced his hand because I eventually wanted all these teeth out.
Are you going to be knocked out for this thing tomorrow?
I hope so.
You hope so?
So
hope.
This is your choice, or did he like try to talk you out of it, or...
No, it was my choice. All right. It was always my plan to get them all removed, remember?
Yeah, right. Because
they bother you?
They bother me.
Okay.
I have gum disease. I have a lot of issues.
A lot of issues with your teeth.
Well, your mouth's been a lot of places, my friend.
So is yours.
Not as many as yours.
Oh, dear.
There's been one place.
Oh, you don't need to, you don't
now,
need to touch
that. Now, you thought about Frank? You were indicating your zipper? Yes. If you were indicating somehow that I had performed a sexual act
not
on Frank Caliendo.
Not you. Not
I did.
You. Well, you wouldn't perform on me because you...
Hey, it was clean. It was decent.
Sure.
Two white guys, that's normal for
you. Everyone be careful. You know why?
Why?
There are homosexuals about.
I love this photo. I got it. Can I take some of these with me?
What, our publicity photos?
Yeah, I look like Miami Vice 30 years later.
Oh,
you look
that's
so
not
good.
Nice.
Our publicity photos?
That's not
what,
nice at all.
Hold on. You are busting on our publicity photos?
You look great. No, I actually look cool. I mean, you got Pat Goss. He's a fat white guy. And then you two, you get two more fat white guys. You can open like a... Five fat white guy burger restaurants. You know, they already got them started.
And you. I'm looking at you now.
I'm in great shape. I've lost a lot of weight. Don't let me break out on you. Don't let me go down.
No, don't take your clothes off.
No,
please.
Don't do that.
I look a lot. I've lost a lot of weight.
You have lost weight.
I can't eat like I used to.
How much have you lost?
About 25 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I look great.
You look
I've
okay.
only got 10 minutes. I'm worried. I've already been told. You know, you had me. You say a brother's late. And I'm in the green room sleeping while that hack is in here, you know.
Well, there's the stereotype.
Doing his little
thing. Well, what would you do? You're in there sleeping.
I came from work, okay? I mean, you are a talented man. You haven't done 8 hours of work in your life. You've already done an
Get out of here
four.
Right now.
You're going to miss a four.
Get out of here right now.
I work hard. I work harder
in one day.
You're very talented.
Yeah.
But you haven't worked an eight-hour job.
Excuse me. Yes, I have. Every day. Every day, slamming the... What do you think? That all of this just comes out of me?
You don't want to know what I think, but you don't work like I do.
No.
What time were you up this
you don't
morning,
work
Robert?
Like I do.
I didn't get any sleep. I worked my other job last night, 10:30 to 6:30.
I'm sorry.
And I went to my other job today.
That's why I was
sleeping in the green room.
I'm sorry.
No. You're not going to get away with it.
I am sorry.
Now, I'm a stereotypical black man because I was sleeping in the break room. I was sleeping in the break room because I went to both jobs today.
That was being stereotypical about Mexicans, but you're right, it does fit for the black, which is why
the
I
black,
used it. The black.
We don't even get an S anymore. The black.
Well, like you're the man.
Well, let me tell you.
There's only one black man in the room right now.
I two full-time jobs and a third.
And I can't help it.
Okay?
And I can't help it that I...
Hey, I'm just trying to be... have a piece of the American pie. I know you're only giving us crumbs now, but I'm just getting a little piece of the pie. I'm
Robert,
just getting the apple in it. I'm just getting a part of the pan.
Robert, I'm sure that you work harder than I
you're
do.
You're making him.
If you're talking physical labor, yes.
I work.
But when you're talking about with the inner government up
Don,
here.
Don, I wish I could tell you where I work at now. I just got a promotion, and I'm working somewhere you probably couldn't. They wouldn't even let you on. They wouldn't even let you in.
What, some another one? Is this another one of your secret government classified jobs?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm very proud of it.
The password is private poker party security.
Oh, that's back in effect. The guys have gotten over being scared of the police and the robbers, and the poker tournaments are back on. And I've been losing just as quickly as ever.
Are you going back to those after the big scare?
Oh, yeah. And they're still lying
Robert.
On me. They're still lying
Robert.
On me.
Just be quiet for a second. I have a brief word of encouragement for you. Here's what I think. You're right. And I mean this. You're gracious. You come in. You let me make my racial jokes. You make them back. You know we're just kidding.
Right.
You work hard, I work hard. Let's take a moment out.
I work harder.
I would dispute that, but then again, you know. Yeah,
16 hours a day at least.
Okay, but my brain works like 20 hours
okay,
a day.
Okay, so what you're saying, a black man's brain ain't working?
No, we're just talking about me versus you.
Here's your mail, sir.
We are just talking about me versus you. Just allow me to take this moment to give you a brief word of encouragement. Okay? Let's roll it, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, you had the highest murder rate unto each other. You were dealing drugs to each other. You were impregnating our 13, 12, 11-year-old
Let him finish.
Children to each other.
This is Bill Cosby,
what
right?
kind yeah, of village was it?
That's what that ass said to people.
Who was cheating on his wife, right?
Yeah, I mean, all of that aside.
Okay.
He goes down to New Orleans, and that's the pep talk.
He was speaking to people that were in tents.
That's the pep talk he gave to people, and I thought that perhaps that could be some encouraging words for you as
Why
well.
Why encouraging words for me? I'm not in a tent.
Doesn't Bill Cosby...
I have a home.
Doesn't Bill Cosby...
I pay a mortgage.
Doesn't Bill Cosby speak for all blacks?
No, and I don't speak for all blacks.
What is your impression of Bill Cosby and his speech, Robert?
He's saying what he thinks we
Who
need to hear.
Who speaks for all blacks? Denzel?
Jesse Jackson and your real father. Just kidding.
There's another one. He is hunting and pecking, but he's doing pretty well today.
That okay. was wrong.
That's okay. You know why you're so funny today? You were able to get another nap. Get a little nappy time in.
While you're drinking your hot toddies tonight and watching American Idol, I'll be going... Getting some rest because I have to be at work at 10:30.
Yeah, excuse
Before
me.
I
it's
go
called
get my teeth pulled.
It's called brain power, which
brain
means
power.
I don't have to lift and bend over and pick up and
okay.
deliver because
you better
you know,
not.
And it's
you're
not a racial
to a lot
thing.
Of your listeners.
It's not a racial
you're
thing.
Talking to a lot of your
I'm
listeners.
Talking to you. I'm talking to you.
A lot of your listeners
you,
deliver packages
you,
every day,
and
a lot of your listeners guard
and they don't come into this studio
because
and tell
you
me
they
don't. They don't come in and tell me that they work harder than I do. Right.
I almost talked my teeth out. You're pissing me off. It almost just came out right now. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
there's a black guy guarding your house right now, so don't give me that. You should appreciate us, okay?
There are three black
I deliver
men
mail
guarding
to
my house right
one
now.
Of the most racist people I know, Ron Speedway.
Right.
And I do it just like... I do the other people on his route.
Mm-hmm. He does a very nice job.
That's right.
Rob, you just sound like you were 80 years old.
Christmas
he does
Christmas.
Such a wonderfully nice job.
But I'm happy. I do appreciate the team.
Now,
that's what I got to say.
In all seriousness, thank you for coming
Jay
down today.
You're a great guy. I love your pictures. I'm going to take them with me.
Thank you for the update. Please, tomorrow. Now what time? You said it's 8:30?
Are you going to be able to speak to us during this show tomorrow?
That's going to be where the jokes ensue. I'm going to call in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Would you please call in?
We'll take it from there.
What time is your procedure in the morning?
It's 8:30 a.m.
8:30, so you will be... Well, you have a little time to recover.
Oh, he'll be good and high by the time the show happens tomorrow.
Will you send Rob to get me if I'm unable to get myself home?
You need a driver, yeah. Rob, you'll drive him home, won't you?
Yeah, just wait for me outside.
Right. And you know, you get in the car and you can say to him, you know, Miss Daisy? Miss Daisy, I'd love to take you to the store.
If Rob picks you up, Robert, though, be careful if he gets extra personal.
No,
I'm still on that PSA.
Maybe if there's three of them in the car.
Yes.
Yeah, then
watch out.
Yeah, and the chain in the back.
Beware.
All right, get out of here, Robert. Call
care, fellas.
Call tomorrow. Love you a long time. Good luck with the shirt.
Good luck,
Thank you
Robert.
Very much,
okay.
Fellas.
Good luck, Robert.
See you later, Robert.
That sounds like quite a... Nine teeth tomorrow. Nine of the big teeth. That's going
to
hurt.
Ooh,
yeah.
Boy, he does love to argue. Well,
for a long time.
Listen to you.
I didn't hear you doing any arguing at all.
No, simply defending myself.
That's right. You weren't arguing at all. That was a good prize fight between you two. I enjoyed that.
Listen, I was battling for you as well, talking about...
Oh, no.
Going all the, oh,
I agree with him as soon as he said the 4 hours.
What did the plaintiff say to you? You work half a day?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
That didn't bother me. Rolled right off my back.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make me angry.
Mm-hmm.
Not you.
I don't know. She didn't say it.
on the mouths of babes. Remember?
That's right.
Remember the story?
One of your children's.
Didn't bother me at all.
Not at all.
Not in the slightest.
Didn't bother you at all.
Not one little bit.
Did we open this thing up, Buzz?
Kind of.
Oh, no, we didn't open it up all the way.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Yuck fest.
He made it up.
Trying to sell people food. It's a pain in the ass.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Buzz. Appreciate it.
You know what I say about you?
He's mentally retarded.
I know. I know you do. And have for a long time.
What are your lead stories on the news and comments today?
Today, is Homeland Security Department supposed to make us feel insecure? What? When it comes to ass brooming, it's who you know. And what happens if you take 40,000 tabs of ecstasy?
Mike is making me laugh.
Of course.
Not even
what he does.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Oh, my God. Look what I've been reduced to.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Mike Show. Hey, Mike.
He's mentally retarded.
Yes, Don.
It's very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's up with the lingo, dude?
Lingo!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this.
Brace
and the birthday.
La, la, la. Don and Mike.
Right. Hello. News and comments right now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Why are you doing that thing where you only have...
Because during the commercial break...
Did I just piss you off?
No, oh, not at all. No, I'm upset about the headphones, which during the commercial break, one side is now dead, so it's useless.
Have you jiggled the jack?
I have jiggled. I've pounded.
You jiggled the
jack. I just asked because we all wear headphones.
Right.
And Buzz has the headphones on only one of his ears, which is a technique that some old-time DJs used to use.
That's right.
This is Gary Owens. And now I remember a little factoid about Buzz Burbank.
What's that?
Even though he makes a pretty penny, he does not like to buy headphones.
And he has done that forever, right?
And you stole headphones
from
Fez Marie Watley when she worked here.
That was an accident.
Or did you steal them from Uncle Ronnie Bennington?
Uncle Ron, he stole them
from. Uncle Ron, you stole them from, and you haven't purchased them yet?
No, I just used the headphones that were here. Turned out to be his. I gave them back. It was no problem.
Now, which ones have you been using since then?
The ones engineering gave me.
You know, Buzz, I just replaced mine. You want a nice pair of second hands at a decent price?
How much would you be willing to part with them for?
$35.
That's really more than I want to pay.
Same answer for 25 cents.
He's sticking to his gun.
He's a cheap son of a bitch.
Well, for half that, you can only listen in one channel.
I don't buy the transmitter, I don't buy the control boards, and I don't buy the headphones.
Now, are those yours that you're wearing right now?
Yeah, just
are those your new ones?
Yeah.
Where are your old ones? Are they here at the station?
I gave them to Julia. She wanted headphones. I don't try to understand.
What'd you charge her?
Shut up, Buzz.
You see, Julia is Rob's daughter, and yes. Buzz just made a joke, although it's probably not really a joke. How much did you charge Julia?
It's a lease deal.
Hello?
She signed the regular 20-year lease?
I don't know where she gets it. Last night she went to bed watching a DVD and listening to the radio on headphones.
Yeah, you see, that's smart. She's super smart.
Don't know where she gets it.
Multitask.
Yes.
Not from you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Homeland Security begins at home, where your 14-year-old daughter goes to escape a dangerous world and to talk on the phone and the Internet to a spokesman at the Department of Homeland Security who may have sent her sexually explicit messages and videos pursuing her in chat on AOL's Instant Messenger.
He's mentally retarded.
Urging her to buy a webcam so she could get naked for him. Investigators say 55-year-old Brian J. Doyle of Silver Spring, Maryland, knew he was talking with an underage girl. Or at least he believed he was. And
this is just like Dateline.
Now, Buzz, but hold on. Here's the thing that's creepier about this. I know you're probably going to get to this, and I hate to steal anything from you about this, but I felt so strongly about this today with all this Homeland Security crap. When this guy came on to what he thought was a teenage girl, it was really the cops, like a scam.
Right.
He gave her his real name, his real phone number. Send him a the man or the kid, the alleged kid, a picture of him at his office with the Homeland Security logo behind him. Also send the direct dial number to the guy's office at Homeland Security.
So not only is he the pedophile, a kid toucher that's looking for a good time, but he's also opening himself up to be completely compromised by a terrorist organization.
So I know this is a stretch,
but I mean, it could happen. That's the way they do it,
right? Let's say that Mr. Kaida's over there, mm-hmm. you know, our friend Albert Kaida.
Sure.
And he says, hey, look at this guy. I figured out a way to get inside Homeland Security.
Yeah, I mean, and not just to contact him and do it that way, but to blackmail him and get information. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, that could have been a setup.
Nice to see that their security clearances are working real well.
He was reckless and bragged about his high-profile job at the department that's supposed to keep us all safe. His computer has been seized. He's been arrested on nearly 24 felony counts. The 14-year-old girl, as Don said, was really an undercover sheriff's deputy.
Yeah, it was sheriff's deputy. They have private organizations that do it, too. It gets back to that Dateline show that you guys watched, which was just amazing.
But wiretapping and the Patriot Act also keep us safe from black market baby food. The Wall Street Journal says government eavesdropping, with a warrant this time, has brought down a grocery wholesaler in Arizona who was selling stolen baby formula. And the American citizen arrested has olive-colored skin, but no record as a terrorist. Anti-terrorist laws were used, however, to stop his evil plan to steal from the rich to feed babies.
You say olive-colored skin?
Olive-colored skin, yes.
Guilty. I'm just going on the brand new scale, our brand new terror alert scale.
Yes.
Olive's skin equals, okay, you better give him the wand.
Many people think guilty at that point.
Guilty!
Quoting the grocer, it's baby formula of mass destruction. But they got him. Yes, our domestic...
Yeah, but, you know, seriously, I mean, this is a guy that stole food, right? I mean,
breaking the law.
Steal radios or something
right.
like that.
He was clearly breaking the law.
And they got a warrant.
They did.
And please somehow remember, in your story, you make it sound like it's a bad thing.
Shouldn't Homeland Security be looking at the guy who's talking to the 14-year-old girl?
Oh, they were
a grocer in Arizona?
They were Homeland Security that got him?
No, well, I don't know exactly which officers got him, but I do know that they used the Patriot Act and that warranted wiretapping was used.
Listen, in truth, just know this. Baby formula, mm-hmm. no matter what brand you buy, mm-hmm. it actually contains just a small percentage of baby.
Mm-hmm. But the part that tastes good.
The nutrition.
Our domestic war on terror is striking hard in all the wrong places. Don't think anyone could really break into CTU? The Chicago Tribune says companies it hired found, using the Internet, the locations of 24 of the CIA's secret locations.
You know, I think you're very anti-establishment today. I'm normally on your side.
I don't know where you get that.
That whole thing about the baby food, you know, I want to find out. I'm going to do my own research tonight.
Baby!
I'm going to look into that and find out just how many babies were harmed.
Buzz hates baby.
Baby.
No babies were harmed.
Bill Bang! I got a turtle head poking out.
So the Chicago Tribune found, using the Internet, the locations of 24 of the CIA's secret locations.
Shut up!
And the identities of over 2,600 CIA employees.
Shut up!
The paper did not...
Shut up, you're stupid.
...any of the names or locations to protect the spy agency's workers.
This office demands results. That's what I provide.
If only we had him.
Not the man you knew before.
JB.
Most of the names on the list are not undercover, but some are. Quoting,
there are things in this world that are just out of our control.
So you mentioned CTU, so now we got the whole thing.
Shut up!
Okay.
Quoting a CIA spokesman, cover is an issue, and we're always looking to improve it.
Why are you lying to me?
Some people pay a fine.
My wife and daughter almost died today. How many people that trusted you lost their life today because you were doing your job?
Some people pay a price for criticizing, but to some people it's worth the price.
What if they replace, Buzz, what if they replace from Fox NFL Sunday JB with Jack Bauer?
That'd be cool. Or vice versa.
You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat. Trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end.
Yeah.
When your stomach starts to digest it, I pull it out. Taking your stomach lining with it. Most people, they take about a week to die. It's very painful.
And then he'd say, indeed.
He's mentally retarded.
Some people pay a price for criticizing, but to some people it's worth it. In Decatur, Georgia, a woman got pulled over by a cop for having a bumper sticker that reads, "I'm tired of all the bush."
Excuse me.
It. The officer said he was just going to tell the woman it's not right for kids to see that kind of thing. He says she interrupted him, saying, just write me a ticket.
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, I get it. Bush it. Okay.
So he went back to the car and searched the computer for the law on lewd decals. He found one and wrote her up for $100. Maybe it was worth it. The case has now been dismissed. Turns out the law he found has already been ruled unconstitutional. Time to update that computer.
Excuse my radio name. Lou DeKalb with you.
Now,
hey, this is Lou DeKalb. And don't forget, coming up later, Lou DeChris.
You would expect a guy who's taken 40,000 hits of X to be really, really happy.
And Lou from Hee Haw.
Lulu Roman.
The fabulous Lulu Roman. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Little Lulu. You would expect a guy who's taken...
Oh, no, you can play the Lulu game.
Well, I thought that's what you guys are
doing. Yeah, I know, little boy. You know, you might be the king of the Lulus.
Who?
Lulu. Oh,
that's right, to Sir with Love.
Oh, that's right, to Sir with Love.
Mm-hmm.
I say we give this to Buzz. Buzz never plays the game.
Little Lulu.
Yeah,
king of the Lulus.
Very good one. Good one. Yeah. You would expect a guy who's taken 40,000 hits of X to be really, really happy. Not so much. That's
Joe.
That's our story when we come back.
Okay, thank you, Buzz.
Right on my team.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
And listen, don't forget our friend Frank Caliendo here at the DC Improv. Go to dcimprov.com. I bet those shows are sold out, dude. Yeah.
They may be adding a show on Sunday, he said.
Yeah.
So check for that. And that'll probably be on the Improv website and also Frank's website.
Yeah, right. FrankCaliendo.com. What?
There's a lot of great clips on his website.
There are.
Lots of great porno there.
Yeah. Including the very recent edition of Don earning his front row tickets.
Well,
want to check that out.
Click on the link, Frank's link for NAMBLA. And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, as I said, you would think a guy who
that would be the North American Man Boy Love Association.
So you rolled that. You knew that one. You knew that one by heart. Nobody had to write that on a card for you. That was right there on the tip of your tongue.
So to speak.
Now, you'd think...
So to speak.
He's mentally retarded.
Thank you. I am.
You'd think a guy who took 40,000 hits of something called ecstasy would be a happy guy.
Joe.
Not really. A British medical journal tells the story of Mr. A.
Joe.
Well,
we'll call him Mr. A. This is Zardinger here.
I'm John X.
Mr. A took up to 25 tablets of ecstasy a day for 9 years. Doctors believe this is a record, but after the panic attack set in and he started passing out at parties after 9 years, he decided it was time to hang it up. Today, 7 years after quitting, he's only 37 years old, and yet there's so much he doesn't remember.
But I think you know this. No one likes a quitter.
That's right.
Quitter!
I will always beat you. There's so much he doesn't remember from 5 minutes ago. Short-term memory loss. Doctors say with a case this rare, you can't really draw any scientific conclusions.
What are you talking about?
Ecstasy.
What?
Had to think for a minute. Ecstasy. The drug.
Oh, man, I'm feeling lightheaded. I think I'm going down.
See, if you use as much as Mr. A, you can expect memory loss at the very least, say these scientists. They say Mr. A also had huffed and snorted and shot up and drank and smoked and popped and dropped every other mind-altering substance known to man.
I don't do X, I do triple X.
Yeah. They say they don't know where he is today. He dropped out of their study after he started getting high again.
You know what the guys at my lawn service use?
What?
Ecstasy!
The doctors will continue to study the effects of X beyond the problems it causes to both memory and sleep.
And my favorite nightclub, Sextasy.
Very nice.
It's a very good place.
You know, that's why I bought an Xbox.
That's right. I thought
it was like a vending machine for X.
X, you can get it right through your computer.
Who knew? It's a video game thing.
Like the drug, it also boosts your dopamine levels.
And don't forget, for all the brothers out there, Malcolm Ecstasy.
Malcolm Ecstasy.
Or one of my favorite beers, Dos Equis.
And why do you think the president always goes down to Crawford? For a little Textasy. That would be Texas to see.
No, I liked it the first time.
Thank you.
You don't have to take ecstasy to lose sleep. 70 million Americans are having trouble sleeping, and it's running up medical bills and cutting productivity. A lack of sleep can cause memory loss, inability to concentrate, a tendency toward accidents.
Greg, G-R-E-G.
Gillespie,
G-I-L-L-I-S pie.
And a weak immune system. It's enough to keep you up at night. 30 million of us have chronic insomnia. A lot of us have what you're hearing here, sleep apnea.
I don't think this man has sleep apnea.
I think he does.
I love his little whimper. If you listen,
Dennis.
There it is. There's one.
How does it smell?
Oh.
There it is. Rock on, baby. Ah, very nice.
Boring. So there's apnea. A lot of us walk in our sleep or do that constant kicking thing, now known as restless leg syndrome. With apnea, we stop breathing. And did you know that there's been very little research on sleep itself? Med students get two or three lectures on the subject of sleep, and that's it. We're all still fat, but we may be ready to stop that trend.
Oh, that's funny. Ha 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 ha.
Funnier to some than others. The latest
mentally retarded.
That explains it. The latest study shows that more men are overweight than at last check.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
More kids all in there
are fat. But women held the line this time. All of us, out of all of us, women have gotten the fattest. We're all as big as we've ever been. Over a third of all kids are overweight now. Quoting a government doctor, I'd like to think women are leading the way in recognizing obesity as a health threat. But others point out that if we're just leveling off, we've picked a bad place to do it.
God, I saw a lot of fat kids in the airport when I was flying home.
Yeah.
A lot of fat kids.
On the beach, sure. According to Marketer, the bad news is we haven't found a way to lose weight.
Obesity.
Obesity, that's if you'd like a fat prostitute.
My obesity.
And
baby.
Teachers are in the news. In Albany, Mark Hawley's been yanked out of the classroom and down to the station house for giving one of his students a wedgie. The 10-year-old victim told his mom. She told the principal, who eventually told police. The 41-year-old teacher's been charged for giving a wedgie with endangering the welfare of a child.
And you know how you watched American Idol last season? You didn't watch it all this season, but you watched it last season, so you could get Bobesity.
In Missoula, Montana, a high school teacher's out of a job after giving one of his students a hickey. We don't know the circumstances. The students rallied to save the teacher's job, but his union abandoned him, so he was asked to resign.
Must have blue mark on your neck.
He did. He'll be in court next week on assault charges. And we have a new record holder in the student-teacher sex category.
Okay.
In Delaware, an unattractive 34-year-old female science teacher is accused of doing a 13-year-old boy from her class. It happened a lot.
I'm in this McBride's class. She called me today. I won't break into the news. I will tell you.
Oh, how's she doing?
Tell you about the exciting call I received from the very busy, multitasking Beth Ann McBride.
So obviously something noteworthy in the call.
I believe so.
Very good.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Well, this 34-year-old teacher did this 13-year-old boy a lot in 1 week, allegedly, 28 times.
Whoa.
1 week.
He's a growing boy.
I'm sorry, 27. Number 28 was that special favor. So much for motive. One time, she admits she let a 12-year-old boy watch them. The 13-year-old boy spilled the beans to his dad. He called the cops. The teacher is now facing rape charges, locked up on a bail of more than $500,000.
Those weren't beans.
And when we come back, when it comes to ass brooming, it's who you know.
And again, this is not ass grooming.
No, not
it's
grooming.
With a,
it's
like,
grooming.
Like a witch's broom.
I'll explain.
Okay. All right. Are you familiar with this yourself?
No. I just learned about it today. But now that I know, I'll explain.
Your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh,
I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating. And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uber Honkies, Don and Mike.
And now here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
When you're accused of 18 counts of violating boys with a broomstick, being the son of a state senator can get that down to just one count. The son of the president of the Arizona State Senate is accused of assaulting boys between the ages of 11 and 15 back there with a broomstick. The lawmaker's son, 18-year-old Clifton Bennett, and his 19-year-old co-conspirator did not and do not face sexual assault charges.
Uh-huh.
Even though they admit the deeds, they each face just one misdemeanor charge of aggravated assault.
He's mentally retarded.
The parents of the middle school boys who got broomed are not happy about this. They think young Clifton will beat the rap because he's connected. It happened at a camp for school leaders. Besides the broomstick, young Clifton says he used a candle, a cane, and a flashlight.
Gee.
Quoting him, all the campers were broomed at least once. The parents are hoping Cliff and his cohort will go to prison, and you know what kind of things happen there. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Ass mopping, not ass brooming.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
Ass brooming.
That's
it. Now you know.
Wow.
Okay.
Man, that leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
I'm thinking I might be able to get me a backstage pass to Frank Caliendo now.
Yeah, you just bring your broom.
We got to go. Thanks to Frank for being on the show today.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. That's it. Good day to you, sir.
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 And I don't know how many days in a row you've been asking me to play Run Runaway by Slade.
It's pronounced Florday.
Well, here you go.
Thank you.
Let's enjoy it for a moment, shall we?
Just a moment.
Let's just enjoy it for a moment.
I like it.
Here's Bucko.
We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Lulu Roman.
So we'll meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.